Stay cool.
Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Donna Brighton.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Matching, baby.
Hi, RJ. I'm Mike.
Hello there.
Isn't it great to be here?
It sure is.
Great to be here.
It is. I feel that way, too.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tybo Stage and all the shit.
Where are you bouncing?
I'm just happy to be here. Good to be back.
Oh, yeah. Rob spent the weekend with his in-laws. That's why he's glad to be here.
I was at the Busch Gardens in the rain.
Busch Gardens in the rain sounds like a song.
It was, yes. And the inside thing smells great. Good to be here. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tybo Stage and all the shit to see. They're very eager to hear Homo Joe's tape because it's Fag Day. I mean, Flag Day.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, Rob wants to say lots of controversial things on the show.
Yes, he does.
But generally, he doesn't have the guts to, so I've noticed now that he's trying to fit them all into his opening.
He's a very wound-up, very hateful young man.
Did you see him? He's like a young Tom Arnold today, the way he's popping his leg up and down.
He must have had a lot of weekend.
A weekend with the in-laws. That'll do it to you. Hello, and listen, thank you for listening coast to coast and still nationwide, winding down our affiliation with the Westwood One Network.
That's for sure.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, right here. That's why we still to this day call it the Cotton Pickin' Don and Mike Show.
We too had too much weekend.
Don and Mike Uber Alles.
Yeah.
As our German listeners love saying. We are coming to you from Sinkhole Number 1, WJFK, Washington, D.C. Ken Stevens, many hideous skin tags. He's almost a reptile. He's the general manager. He has Six Car Garage, Mark Anthony, Jeremy Coleman, the program director. He's on the floor right now.
Yeah.
Then you got Big Daddy Mel ruling the world from New York City. Our agent, Junior Soprano.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
At the chain of command and soccer moms, you know what I'm going to say. Hey, Junior, Missy, move away in the back of the room.
Are those fatigues? No. Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, my God.
Bruised, my.
Oh, that is so discolored.
I have just looked it out. Another perfectly executed over this big-time major market radio show. Yes, the show is called The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, because this is Don, I am Mike. We thought it would make a lot of sense.
Now, we're still on the Westwood One Network, dying days of our association with this network. We are up to 61 affiliates.
That's right.
And we do have 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners. And for that, we're very thankful. No lie, we say thank you so much. We humbly say thank you for your patronage.
We are truly grateful to our listening audience.
We are. Here he is to my left and to your right. Buzz, crying his eyes out all weekend.
I know you were, Buzz.
Yes.
I know you were. Sorry we missed the news on Friday.
Hi, John. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Double the time for news today.
Ah, very good.
No, don't count on that.
I'm fine with that.
Don't count on that.
But he put the whole bio together on Bones and Mel Torme. You know, I mean, it was, he put a lot of time
in. He was able to get that bulletin in, though, on Friday show that Bones is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi.
Here we are.
We are fine.
Here we are.
You know, just coming off another one of those pre-show meetings with Ken.
And it's the start of a very big week for us, too.
It throws the equilibrium off a little bit, having one of those pre-show meetings. Even with today's meeting with Ken was just fine. Everything we wanted to hear. It's great. Things are going fantastic with the syndication.
That's true.
There's just something that unnerves me about, and the new...
If you want to talk about equilibrium being thrown off, tune in Friday for Friday's show. That should be interesting. That'll be an equilibrium show for Friday in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Broadcast live from Sacramento.
I'm aware of that.
That will be a balanced show. Let me tell you that right now.
But at least we won't have to meet with Ken before that show.
No, we'll probably be able to meet with all the people from the station in Sacramento.
Now I know what you're talking about. Oh, no, no meetings with them, please. No meetings with them. We're going to have to strike some kind of a deal where you and I walk in the door at 1 minute until noon and do the show.
We've done that before.
Yeah. You know, when we used to have these meetings with Ken, they used to be down in his office,
right?
Which was okay because it was, you know, kind of neutral territory. But his plan now is that he just shows up at our office door, comes in, sits down on the couch, makes himself very comfortable,
right?
And then wants to stay to make small talk afterwards.
And, you know, he's talking to you, and I'm sitting there trying to read the paper, and I'm just trying to, and then I feel like I have to be polite, put the paper down, and look at him, and then he looks at me, and then he looks at, and it's just, I hate that time. You know, that time, I know it sounds gay, that's our time.
I know it is.
That is, and then, you know, it's not like anything vital happens.
I would just like to point out for the record,
yes,
that the first gay reference about you this week was made
By you.
By me.
Okay,
right.
I know last week.
Sounds gay.
Because last week you got a little uptight when I was calling you gay during the whole show.
A little uptight. And it's just that time when anybody calls, you know, whether it's Lewis, whether it's Ken, whether anybody is invading. It's just, it's download time. It's kind of like, it's not like we're doing anything specific. I know you run around and do a bunch of stuff, but as far as I'm concerned, it's just preparing. It's just kind of like getting in the mode, relaxing up until the point
of
coming here and do this.
You're a creature of habit.
Yeah, it's a habit thing.
I know. And, you know, a lot of times the time before the show is the time that Mike and I psychoanalyze each other.
We write.
We will discuss, you know, our lives and...
Yeah.
You know, there may be problems.
Anything, you know, anything that happens to come up. It's just stream of consciousness up there.
And today was one of those days where, you know, we were able to walk in together, chat a little bit. Then we get up to the office right away. It's Kenny the Gardener coming in, bringing pages of contracts.
And it's nothing bad. It's just,
no, it's all good.
It's business.
Right. It's all good.
It's the part of this job I hate.
Right.
All that outside crap.
He sits there with all of his legal papers and stuff and says, what do you guys think about this paragraph?
Right.
What should we do about this paragraph? And what do we do about this? And I got to have the meeting with the guy from the syndicator on Wednesday. And you got to call your agent to find out what you want to do about this. And then you got to get back to me tomorrow because I'm going to meet with the guy from the new syndication company on Thursday.
And you know, I've discovered something.
What?
It is much more difficult to agree with Ken than it is to disagree with him. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Do you feel as uncomfortable about that as I do, that we're kind of agreeing with him?
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah. And have you noticed this? That when we agree with him, he is so... We've got him trained to the point where he expects us not to agree with him.
Yeah, he totally expects us. He expected us to disagree with him.
Right. There's a bone of contention about our new syndication deal, and Ken came in today and said, listen, there's one little fly in the ointment.
Yes, I just figured out what it is. See, this is therapeutic. That's it. That is exactly what, at least, do you feel the same way?
Because he said, he came in and he said, look, here's the contract. There's this one thing in the contract that's not really kosher. What do you guys think about that? And I said, you know what? Mike and I have discussed that.
Which is true. We really have.
We agree with you, Ken.
Absolutely. That's a horrible feeling.
Right?
It's a horrible feeling. He's supposed to be the enemy.
That's but true, he still reacts.
Yes.
Like we told him to cram it down his ass.
Right. Right. That it's over, 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 go over. Right. We agree with you.
Over and over again. And it's not anything. It's not like there's any yelling. It's not like it's just there and it's...
Key.
Listen, Ken Stevens can just suck the life out of you.
He can.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's like a human vacuum cleaner. He just sucks your soul right out of you.
You know, no matter what you do, most people work for the man. And we work for the man.
Right.
And the person that represents the man, that is in the person of the man, is Ken Stevens in our little world. And he's the man, and it's always the man.
I like it better when he's not here. I just want to go on record. I don't mind having meetings with him on the telephone where I can be watching TV or drawing pictures or scratching my nuts or doing anything I want when I talk to him.
It's the greatest.
I don't like having to look him in the eye, frankly.
It sounds like he's starting to like hanging out with you. You know, not just for the business, but for the social as well.
He does.
He does.
You got to admit it because we got done with all the business.
Right.
He made his happy talk. He left the office. As soon as Mike and I just started to discuss what he came in to discuss with us, he then comes back to the door again and he's like, hey.
Some personal stuff with Don.
Hey, let's bond a little bit.
That's right.
Let's rap.
That's right.
I'm your friend, Ken Stevens.
That's true. That is true. And it's nothing. There was nothing said that was stressful. There was no argument. There was no.
But we're stressed out for some reason.
We're stressed. We're stressed because it's not
right.
Disturbing.
Right. Ken, just leave us alone. I know we got tons of stuff to discuss, very important business stuff, but please just put it all in written form.
Right.
And leave it under our door. That's all.
This will be the last thing I'll say on it. But you know, although we agree, what happened today. That's just not the rules. That's not the rules. It's not, we're not supposed to do that.
I know we're not.
You know we're not supposed to.
I know we're not supposed to. You know, our agent tells us not to talk to Ken.
That's right.
So then Ken kind of circumvents the agent, even though in this case we agree with Ken.
Yeah, even though it's something that really is legit, it's just, you know, we feel...
How high school is this?
Right.
How goddamn high school is this? Our agent calls us up and says, listen... He's the enemy. He's management. Don't talk to him. Now, what are we supposed to do when he comes down the hall and he sticks his head in the door? He's the general manager. He wants to come in and talk to us.
But you will admit that all good things have happened when we have followed that advice. All good things. When we stay out of it,
I know.
Things happen.
I know. I know. But you'll agree with me that we agreed with him today.
Yeah, and I'm not looking forward to everything else now. I hate it.
Come on, we'll do fine tomorrow.
We'll do fine.
We got a business call we have to make tomorrow morning. We'll do fine. We'll do fine.
Come on.
I know.
Come on. All right. I'm just upset about it.
I got no problem biting that bullet tomorrow. I got no problem biting that bullet.
Okay.
I say that now. I got no problem biting that bullet tomorrow.
I'm trying to find a delicate analogy that I can tell you here on the air that'll express the way I feel about that.
Either way, somebody's going to be pissed off tomorrow. Somebody we work with will be pissed off tomorrow. Either way.
Well, you know,
one of the parties we work with will be pissed off tomorrow, okay? There's no way that they're all going to go away happy.
Wish I could just close my eyes sometime and just wake up and it's all done. Everything's fine.
Well,
yeah.
Don't worry.
It's a part of the job I hate.
Come on, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I thought you were going to say fun for a second.
No, no, it definitely won't be fun.
I thought really you use the same tone you say when it's going to be fun. No, it's going to be fine.
Right? Yeah, I agree. It'll be fine. It'll be F-U-N.
Oh.
And fun. That's what it'll be. Listen, this is what we want. We come on the air, we bitch, we scream about Westwood One. We got a crappy deal with them. They don't want to do anything with the show. We're finally doing what we got to do to change it. This is the final step.
Right.
Gotta do it.
Absolutely.
Gotta have the talk tomorrow.
Of course.
We gotta make this business call tomorrow.
Gotta get to keep things moving forward. We have to do that.
We gotta do it.
Okay.
All right, listen, let's move past this.
Okay.
Let's,
Gladly.
Robbie, where's the time machine? I'd like to go back and start the show.
Time machine! Time machine!
Time machine!
Time machine!
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Okay.
Remember, the mantra, things are good. Come on.
Right.
Things are good.
Things are very good.
Things are better than they were, for God's sake, 6 months ago.
Absolutely.
You know, we're getting to what we want.
Right.
The problem is when you get what you want, sometimes you got to do things that you don't really want to do.
That is true.
We got to do it.
There's sure.
No way around.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Fine.
I think it'll be more than fine, Mike.
I agree.
And just that by this time tomorrow, it'll be done.
Yes.
The phone call that we're dreading.
Yep.
The telephone. All the people on the phone at the same time. It'll be done by this time tomorrow.
Absolutely.
By lunchtime tomorrow.
Good.
The call will be done.
Good.
Unless he's not there. And then we might have to do the call right before the show.
That's right.
But either way, we got to make the call tomorrow.
We will.
Got to do it.
We will.
Put on a deadline. We got to do it now. This is biz, man.
It is.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is it.
You're right.
Crunch time. Suck it up. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's make the call.
Come on. Let's do it.
For Ken.
all right, we kind of got manipulated into that.
Yeah, but
it's okay.
We agree with Ken.
Right, that's why I said we should make the call.
Thinking about that the whole time since that meeting. I'm thinking
no, of course,
about that.
Ken's afraid to make that call, too, which is why he came into the office to get us to make the call. But being as we agree with Ken, why shouldn't we make the call?
I agree.
Okay? We'll make the call, and Ken will deal with the fallout from the call. We will make the call, then we will simply hang our phones up and not pick them up again.
Right. You're right.
Right? There's nothing wrong with making a call and then just sitting there and looking at the phone ring and not picking it up after we've made that call.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay?
I'm fine now.
Good. Good.
Me too.
You don't look fine.
I am fine. I don't know. You ever get that feeling? You know, get a bad feeling? You know, where you just have a... I just have a bad feeling about this. I don't know why. Everything is totally logical.
I got a great feel.
Everything is totally logical.
I swear to God, I got a great feeling about it.
Good.
I swear to Jesus, I got a great feeling about it.
I'll let you know after tomorrow's phone call.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
What's he going to do?
I have no idea.
Right? I have no
idea. You know, maybe he'll be mad at us. You're not our daddy.
That's right. That's right.
I'm a big talker.
Yeah, I know.
When the call is still 24 hours away. I'm a big talker before it happens.
That's right.
But don't worry. I'll make the call. I mean, I'll do the... You know,
this is the beginning of the negotiation.
We always do it. It'll be whenever we're on a conference call,
mm-hmm.
I always jump in first. I'll say a bunch of bad stuff right away. Then I won't say anything for a while, and that's where you kind of fill the holes in.
We've been doing it that way for a long time.
It'll be fine.
That's right.
Don't worry. I'll say the bad stuff right up front. As soon as you get on the phone, go, hello, everybody on a conference call. Boom, 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 boom. And then that's when, like, they'll come back with questions and stuff, and that's when generally I don't say anything. Because I feel like I've done my part, you know, I've said
that's
the stuff
true.
That has to be said, and then, you know, that's why we're excellent together, because
absolutely.
Then you come in and you clean up the mess, and then if there's any more mess to be made, then I'll come back and make the mess a little more.
That is true. That is true. Should be fine.
See, this, Mike, this is what show business is all about.
I know. No, this is what show business is all about.
What?
This incredible Hollywood show right here.
Okay.
That's what show business is like.
Okay. Today is the 14th of June.
Yes, it is.
And our telephone number is 1-800-636-1067. And today's show is freaking jam-packed.
All right.
I've got so much weekend crap to tell you about, including my run-in with Vanilla Ice.
You bumped into Vanilla Ice?
I'll tell you about it.
Vanilla Ice was at that place that we did the show from a while back. Wasn't he had headlined, what was the club that we were in, Rob?
Daytona.
No, I saw him in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, in a restaurant. And it was not a pretty scene.
Robbie Van Winkle?
Yep, that's his name. I got a whole bunch of weekend stuff to tell you about. Homo Joe went out to the gay pride parade. Mm-hmm. You know, Dennis was supposed to go out and be gay for a day.
He didn't do it?
Yeah. Shocker, Dennis Murphy didn't show up. Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke went anyway.
Good.
And Rob was cutting up the tape and tells me that there's a bunch of good gay stuff on that tape.
Yeah, it was an overwhelming success here in Washington, D.C.
And we can listen to it. He said Homo Joe was asking all these gays if they thought we were gay and stuff.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah. All right, good.
Talked to a bunch of dykes and
good.
Stuff like that. You know, a bunch of cross-dressers. Talked to some guy that was on the TV show Ellen, I think.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, so we'll dissect that tape shortly. Hello.
Hello, Mike. Agreeing with Ken Stevens. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Run for your life. It's the seventh freaking sign.
This is somebody who knows nothing about what's going on. That's commenting simply on what he knows.
He's upset that we're agreeing with Ken Stevens.
Right.
We've always portrayed Ken Stevens as kind of the Darth Maul of this show.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right? He's definitely got the skin tag. You know, Darth Maul had all those little bumps on his face and stuff.
Right.
He gives Ken some red makeup, man. He is Darth Maul.
And I think if you pulled what's left of Ken's hair out of the way, you might see a few of those horns.
Except Darth Maul doesn't wear those Ben Franklin glasses that Ken has taken to wearing to in recent weeks.
That's right. He doesn't wear those hard shoes with little flaps on them. With the flap and the lacy things, you know?
Yeah, well, he's a very important business.
Yes, he is. Very much so.
Hello?
Hey,
Donna Mike? Yes, turn your radio down, please, my dear.
All righty.
Thank you.
I just want to tell y'all, y'all are the funniest damn guys on the radio. I listen to y'all every day on the way home from work.
Well, thank you. I hope you can appreciate the fact that we are, in essence, having a meltdown right now as we begin the show. We're having a psychological episode right now.
And you listen, are you on the way home from work right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. By the time you get home, you'll have plenty of time to jump in the cement pond, too.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys, you know you're on Stern today.
How so?
Well, I guess he was mad because his button guy bleeped out the punchline of a somewhat dirty joke. And then a guy called in and said that you guys get to say that stuff on the air all the time.
Oh. All right. And,
hey, one more thing. Do you guys know what the literal translation of the word shag is in England?
Yeah, of course. It's the F word.
Right. Yeah. If you tell them to shag off, that's like...
Wait, where you been?
No, duh. The spy that shagged me, she's shaggerific. I'd like to shag her rotten.
That's the big controversy over in England. It has been ever since Austin Powers came out.
Who doesn't know that shag means F?
That guy,
right.
Well,
you know, when they have the movie listed, they actually black out the word shag.
Oh, listen, you're a shaghead.
Go shag yourself. That guy with, you know, the hippie-like guy from Virgin Atlantic, the airline.
Branson.
Yeah. He apparently is doing some shag promotion.
Oh, he's got Austin Powers on the side of his airplanes.
Right, right. And they've got like...
Haven't you seen the billboards? Like, ever been on 295 and they got the big billboard where it's Austin Powers and it says, there's only one virgin on this billboard?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What he's doing is he's going to have double sleepers. Right. On his Virgin Atlantic flight.
A Mile High Club with actual membership cards. You can get a double bed on the flight.
So he's designing, the flight right. So that you'll have a double bed and you'll be able to do it. And the whole, it's like a shag promotion for a Virgin. You know, that guy, I've got to give him credit. That is pretty cool.
Oh, I hate that guy. You know why I hate him? Because he's one of those rich guys. He has so much money.
Oh, he does.
I've got to give me a balloon and see if I can be the first to fly across the Atlantic Ocean because I'm so freaking rich.
He is one of those balloon guys. He was on the balloon.
I hate him. Austin Powers. Jesus Christ.
Look at that.
$55 million.
Yep. Who would have thunk it?
That's a TSMB.
That is a tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
Well, a lot of people went to see it over the weekend.
That's right, indeed.
I do see that my Star Wars will break the $300 million mark today.
Now, how do you feel after Austin Powers had this weekend? What is the status? There's not a chink in the armor.
I'll tell you what. If you remember my original plan for Star Wars beating Titanic and Charlie Stalzer getting his head shaved, it was that the movie would make $200 million in its first 2 weeks, and then if it averaged $10 million a week, throughout the entire summer, I would feel good.
Right.
Well, even with Austin Powers making $55 million, Star Wars still made, how much? $25 million this weekend.
$25 million.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, it will break the $300 million mark. That's halfway to Titanic land.
That's true.
And it's only been, how long has it been up?
3 weeks?
A little over 3 weeks.
3 weeks! Mm-hmm. So that's $300 million in 3 weeks.
Feeling good.
So, you, and how do you think Stossel will feel about that? About the Austin Powers thing?
Well, I don't know. He said he thought it would beat Star Wars this weekend.
Right.
He said he thought it would have a big weekend. He thought it would only make $40 million.
That's true. But see, while Austin Powers had that big weekend, Phantom Menace still had a big weekend.
Yeah, $25 million is a good weekend, man.
I think what Stossel said was that Austin Powers will eat away at some of Star Wars' business, and then ultimately so will Wild Wild West. So,
well,
you need $10 million. You want $10 million a week
for the rest of the year.
Starting now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fine. I'm halfway there right now. I'm halfway to the goal in only 3 weeks.
That's right.
I'm feeling good. I feel better about that bet than I do about a Maguire-Sosa bet.
The Maguire-Sosa bet is still neck and neck. Were there any home runs hit over the weekend?
No, two big pushes.
Ah, come on.
Still 21-19.
Right.
Why, you? Sosa leads Maguire.
Don't you dare hit me in the head.
Those big pussies. You know what? It pisses me off. I turn on SportsCenter and I see... they tease it for the whole Sports Center where they go, hey, Cardinals come back to win 8-2. Did Big Mac do it? And they get, you know, the shot of him with those big beefy arms. We'll tell you. And then you got to wait an hour until they say, yeah, he hit two doubles.
You know what I will always say about Sports Center, and they do this? You can almost rest assured if there's a tease for the highlight that is positive for one team, like if they say something that's, for a long period of time, the Boston Red Sox have been playing great baseball. Pedro Martinez, their ace, was on the mound. Then they go to the high. You know they've already lost.
Yeah.
They tease if they tease with a negative highlight, like if they say something along the lines of the New York Knicks have struggled all season long.
Means the Knicks won.
That means an automatic win. Who made that rule? That's the formula. Why can't you just
because they want to sucker in guys like you that are Red Sox fans?
Right.
If they come on and just say, listen, the Red Sox blow. They've lost like their 10th in a row.
Why don't they just give a tease that puts the question mark at the end of it? A legitimate question mark. You know. Today, the Yankees and the Red Sox played. Who won? We're going to show you right now.
It's just a big question mark on the screen.
And then have the anchor cock his head to one angle like this. Who won?
Hello, it's on my show. Hello, hi. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
You know that this weekend I went up to Morgantown, West Virginia, and we had a Huff family reunion.
Did you really, Sam?
Yeah, it was great.
Fantastic. Did you play all sorts of those family picnic games?
Yeah, there was a big sign there, and it said, the Huff family welcomes our favorite son, Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the NFL.
That's incredible. You must have been very gratified that the family was recognizing you that way, Sam.
What happened to the members of the family that unfortunately arrived late and couldn't get in?
They came up in a short answer.
One of the better Sam Huff calls we've gotten.
Yep. Hello,
favorite son.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hello, Don, Mike, Buzz, and Rob A. Homo Joe.
Homosexual Joseph. Hello, homo.
I'll tell you one thing. It was a scary assignment because I had to wing it.
Oh, yeah. Out of the gay pride parade?
Yeah, because I was used to having some things put together for us to write, so I did it on my own, and hopefully it worked out well for you.
We'll listen to the tape. I mean, we got some other stuff to cover, but we'll give you a segment today with your gay pride parade.
Okay, and there's a whole lot of things that you can use for sound bites later on from, I think the best one was Bonnie Pointer, to interview with her.
You meet any new friends over the weekend?
Maybe.
Did you get a quickie?
Maybe.
Yeah, I got to think that gay pride parade almost get laid left and right at gay pride parade, right?
You know, absolutely. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of grinding and bumping going on.
It's kind of a giant singles party.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Well, Homo Joe, give me a little tease here. How did the gay community react to our show?
They were very positive. The lesbians really loved you all because they wanted to try to become straight through you guys. Oh. So there's a lot of sound bites with the lesbians like, Don and Mike, we want to go to bed with you and stuff like that.
Mm.
The guys were really supportive, too. A lot of them like Dorothy, you know, when Robbie does to Dorothy, you know.
You mean when there's Dolores? When Dolores for Dolores.
Oh, Dorothy.
For Dolores King and Homo Joe. And all of them like Buzz, of course.
Oh, really?
Because of swinging, you know.
Oh, because he's
swing.
Uh-huh. Because we have, that was one of the questions I asked. Did Buzz invent swinging, or did the gay community? And they all said Buzz did. The gay community.
All right. Thank you, homosexual Joseph. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I think the homo Joe community likes Buzz.
He's going to be in Sacramento this weekend. You know, Buzz, he's coming out for the big show.
Father of swinging.
And you're going to have a hotel room, aren't you, Buzz?
I am. Briefly.
You growing your beard back, Buzz?
I am. Just the goatee part. The Van Dyke is coming back.
We're all going to have our little goats going. Except yours is you're expanding yours.
Can you notice that is a real, honest-to-goodness beard that's coming in?
That is, it's like is it going all the way up to your sideburns? Is it?
Yes, it is.
Connecting all the way?
Take my headphones off.
All right.
Take a look.
There it is.
Huh?
There it is.
I got this way. No mascara on there. That's all my real natural. I'm not ashamed to tell you that a long time ago. I actually used mascara to color in part of a beard about 10 years ago, and I ended up looking like a goddamn terrorist going to blow up the UN building in New York because I had this awful drawn-on beard.
I remember that. I was like working with Blackstone the Magnificent. Here is my beard. It is jet black. There it is. Mascara colored.
Can you see it from your studio, Buzz?
I can. And it actually can on the sides. It's coming in.
Uh-huh.
So we're all going to be like kind of like, the Jesse James gang up there with all our beards. We gotta wear our big 10-gallon hats.
Get them
go to Sacramento.
Now, we're going to have a poker game Friday night?
Yes.
Sure.
Honestly, why not?
Right?
Yes, poker game Friday night.
After the show, a little poker game.
That's right.
The room service.
Absolutely.
Baby.
Bring the quarters.
Hello.
Well, all right, someone was there and wanted to say something. They're gone now. Hello, Heidi and Reno.
Hello, how are you, baby?
Hey, baby.
Will we this Batman?
Yes, Heidi.
Okay, I have a friend. She has been married 5 times. She's on her 5th husband.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a friend. Her husband told her either she has a baby or he's going to leave her. Now, her tubes have been tied, so she's been trying to get pregnant. Finally, she went and got artificially inseminated, and now she's carrying twins. Here's the kicker.
Okay.
The eggs came from her daughter, and it's her husband's sperm. So how do those children fit into the work of the family?
That means those children would be born like with 2 heads and 5 arms and something. I mean, really, if it's the eggs from the daughter and the sperm from...
It's not her father, though.
Yeah, but you
not
see...
Father, but...
Yeah, since it's not her father...
But,
then there's no problem at all with those kids because what it is, it's like 2 total strangers because if the father was the father of that woman,
that's
it'd be a different story.
That's what I thought she was saying.
That's right.
It's
a...
creepy.
So he's the stepfather.
Yes.
Yeah, it is creepy. It is very creepy, but
and
I don't think they're...
It is because they've already spent $40,000 on this whole excursion. Couldn't they have just saved the money and the stepdad could have just banged the daughter?
Well, now, who's getting kinky now?
Well, now, what if say $40,000, you're right.
That's right. You know,
the stepdad probably could have banged a daughter for maybe 10 grand.
How old?
More or less.
How old is the daughter?
13.
Oh, no.
How old is she?
Between 18 and 20. So she's old enough, but it's just kind of creepy and weird.
Mm-hmm. She can donate eggs, but she can't buy beer.
That's right.
That's right. She could join the NRA, though.
That's right.
I'd be glad to have her. Keep in mind that the progeny will be the mother, aunt, and sister to the baby.
I know.
Yeah, okay. The mother... Right. So she'll be the mom.
And the aunt.
And the aunt.
And the sister.
And the sister.
Yeah. That's spooky. That's like Cody Gifford. Because Cody Gifford's got this weird thing where, like, Frank's other kids are like his aunts and uncles.
Very strange.
And brothers and sisters.
And dad's the stepdad and the grandpa, I guess, in that situation.
Yeah, that's
both
right.
Of the child.
Technically,
step-grandpa.
Yeah.
See, we knew you guys would like to hear this yesterday when we found out.
Well, Frida and I watched the worst movie. Speaking of Step, we watched that awful Stepmother movie on the pay-per-view this weekend.
You didn't like it.
Oh, please. Jesus.
I bet you liked it, right?
Tears.
It's a true romance.
Oh, absolutely, tears.
You know, a movie I was good, I thought it was a little overdone and a little too tidy. That's how I would describe that. A little too, as a matter of fact, you will be happy to know that after watching Stepmom, that was my immediate comment to my wife. I said, just a little too neat and tidy. Everything
too
was
gooey.
Everything was too perfect, and it ain't like that in real life.
So then I made my wife watch Apt Pupil.
How was that?
It's very faithful to the book, man.
Yeah, really, but pretty good?
Yeah, well... If you like a guy putting a cat in an oven.
Yeah.
I do.
And I know you would.
All right, good.
I know you would.
Yeah. I'll check that one out.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi.
You bet.
Thank you, Heidi, my love. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yep. All right, last call.
Is this Cheryl the Big Dyke?
Cheryl, baby.
Cheryl.
Cheryl, baby.
Oh, hold on a second.
Cheryl.
I did something to the phone. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I love you.
Well, love you.
Bud.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Okay.
Hey, I've been listening since, like, fifth grade. Just wanted to say I saw Austin Powers this weekend.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I usually agree with your, you know, with your theories. But
that doesn't surprise me that, you know, a lot of people are going to like that movie.
Well, I think that we said
it was okay.
There were lots of parts that made us laugh.
Yeah, it was okay. It just wasn't, it wasn't one of the, you know, top 10 comedies of all time, but it was an okay movie.
Yeah, I was cracking up the whole time. Listen, there's one part, where he's in Austin's pad and he's talking to Ivana Humpalock, you know, and, and he claps and the fireplace comes on.
Yeah.
And she says, when did you get the clapper? And he says, back in 1964 in the East Indies. And see, no one in the theater got it except me. He's talking about chlamydia, you know, the clap.
Oh, thanks for explaining that to us.
Thanks for explaining the joke to us.
Again, the clap is not chlamydia. Those are two separate diseases.
Oh, really?
Clap is gonorrhea.
Right.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
Study the posters at the free clinic.
Buzz, you remember him, Mr. VD, 1987.
Father of swinging.
He is the show expert on venereal diseases.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Please, get him straight.
Yeah, that guy was at the clinic. Hey, did you guys see the Family Guy last night?
No, come on, we don't watch Family Guy.
Oh, come on, you gotta start.
No, the show sucks. Hello, Cheryl?
Hey.
Here she is, Cheryl the Big Dyke. Hello.
Big Dyke.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Buzz, I can't tell you how happy I am that you're growing a Van Dyke on your face.
Ah. You know, this woman has the right name for it. It is a, when you have the mustache and the beard, it is a Van Dyke.
That's
right.
That perfect?
It is not a goatee.
Don't get me started.
That's right.
Homo Joe was so professional yesterday. He had the headset and he had the tape recorder and he asked me questions while I was in the lead car of the parade for most of the time because I was a Big Dyke Grand Marshal.
Oh, you were a Grand Marshal of the Gay Pride.
There were six Grand Marshals of the festival
and six
of the parade. The parade ones were the locally gay and lesbian elected officials, you know, like Jay Fassett and Arlington and, you know, people around the area, David Ducani and Jim Graham. But I forgot
how incredibly powerful Cheryl is in the gay community.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty well known. Yeah, I did in honor of my brother who died in 1985 from AIDS, and I'm sure wherever he is, he's proud of me.
She's like the Hillary Clinton of the gay world.
Oh, yeah.
You know I mean, very, very strong, powerful woman.
Yeah, I do a lot.
Were you dressed conservatively, or
I had a lesbian Avengers t-shirt and a pair of shorts.
There you go. Yeah, there she is. She wore her conservative outfit.
And my lovely harness underneath the shirt.
Your boob harness.
I dressed to impress and a bra. I was more conservative than usual yesterday.
Are you on this tape also, Cheryl?
I am on this tape a lot.
Okay.
The Homo Joe and I were backstage because they put the Grand Marshals, all 12 of us, on stage at one point and introduced us to this crowd. And I'm going to tell you, we're at Third in Pennsylvania. As far as the eye could see, the street was packed with queers and our supporters. It was wonderful.
That's like Gigi Arletty's worst nightmare.
Right there.
Street full of gays.
I have to tell you that everybody who I tried to get, because I know a lot of the drag queens are my good friends, and so I would walk up and say, you know who Donna Mike are. And I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, people knew who you were. They love your show. You are really, in fact, two friends of mine who hadn't seen me in a while, I walked backstage because they're in one of the bands, a gospel celebration, which is a wonderful gay Christian music, believe it or not. It's a fabulous group.
How do you like that? I never thought I'd hear
David
that.
David North and the gospel celebration, they were like bowing to me saying, I am not worthy. You are Donna Mike's Big Dyke.
A gay Christian gospel group.
It's fabulous.
That's too much right there.
Well, hey, they are the best. They have a CD and everything, but I walked back, they started bowing to me, we are not worthy, and I was like, no. But no, Homo was on stage, he got a lot of great interviews, there's a lot of goodwill out there for you guys.
You get any? Did you,
did you
pick yourself up a young lesbian at the gay pride parade?
No, I didn't. I would have loved to, though.
Too busy, being a politician?
Politics.
No, because if someone had offered me, I'd have been gone in a moment.
Oh.
But I didn't get the offer, you know.
Oh, okay.
In time. But I got to tell you, people love you.
We love you. Cheryl, we're up on a break. We got
to
go.
Well, then have a break.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Thanks, Cheryl. We'll talk to you later.
Happy Pride Day.
Right. There's Cheryl the Big Dyke.
I think we could have two better representatives of our show in the gay community than Cheryl the Big Dyke and Homo Joe.
So we will be listening to that tape in just a minute. Let's do the toe-tapping touch tone.
Right here. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Time for a caller 100. Our phone number is still 1-800-636-1067. We have a prize package selected especially for you. And, of course, Sammy's come up with a wonderful weekly prize. this Friday. Everybody wins a prize on the show this week, qualifies for a trip to WWF King of the Ring.
Yeah, brother.
In Greensboro, North Carolina. All right, well, you know, not the greatest town in the world, but it's a trip somewhere.
It's on my tickets. He's in the front row.
The trip includes round-trip airfare, two nights, hotel tickets to the event, WWF King of the Ring, live in your house, Sunday, June 27th on pay-per-view. Qualify for it now and win a bunch of other stuff if you're the 100th caller.
Round-trip airfare? What are you thinking, a hang glider down there?
1-800-636-1067.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
This is a very sensitive subject.
I knew that I'd be safe because I'd never be alone. And even doctors shouldn't speak a lot about the feelings. My hurt and my pain don't make me too appealing. I don't start. We look up to me. Run the business of the family. Had an evil empire just like his dear old dad. Give him my love and the things I never have. Stop with things. I was a cool guy. Return the love I have. Make me want to cry. Be evil. But how about feelings too? Take my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But stop rejecting me. Say that. Life is cruel, treats you unfairly. Even so, on God there must be, meaning me, you can see me. Getting dizzy with it.
It doesn't have a funny ending.
Daddy loves you.
It's not a great traditional Saturday Night Live twist.
This is the end of the Will Smith song.
They put testicles on Bob Barker's wrist. Don and Mike.
That was Dr. Evil doing a remix of a song that Will Smith,
right,
did a remix on. So that's a remix three times over.
You complete me.
If you are counting. There's the touchstone.
Right there.
Caller 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Columbia, Maryland, driving down to beautiful Capitol Beltway.
Steve, congratulations. You won a DVD of your choice and a certificate for $5 off your next DVD. That's from DVD Express.
How about that?
DVD Express, DVD Superstore that delivers. Shop them online at DVDExpress.com. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for this week's Giveaway Friday. We're giving away a trip to Greensboro, North Carolina, the WWF King of the Ring. Airfare and hotel accommodations courtesy of Subway, the way a sandwich should be. Please make sure you're listening to Friday's episode.
Oh, I listen every day.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
You guys are the shagging best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's a happy guy. He would have been happy if he won or not. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's good. Good for him. I bet he likes wrestling, too.
Yeah.
We will give that trip away on Friday. Okay, I got a bunch of weekend stuff to tell you. I'll divide it up into two separate chunks.
Now, you had a celebrity sighting over the weekend.
I'll go with that one first.
Okay.
That we were in Ocean City over the weekend, in Ocean City, Maryland, and we took a drive on Sunday. We went to Rehoboth Beach. Now, as you're going up the corridor there, it's Ocean City, Fenwick Island, then you get to Rehoboth.
Progressively more teeth, isn't it, as you move up the coast?
So. Oh, yeah, there's like no teeth on the people at Ocean City.
You go all the way to the end, like to where those boats go out to sea.
There's 32 teeth in your mouth. But when you're in Ocean City, you got a 5-6 tooth average, probably. So we went all the way to where there's the most teeth.
Right.
Okay. And it was me and my wife and my son and a friend of his and the in-laws and the whole gang of people.
Mm-hmm.
We went to eat at a restaurant up in Rehoboth. And we're sitting there having a nice
you know,
boring dinner.
Right.
And, of course, because my mother and father-in-law are there, it's taking a long time. Because you know how old people are.
You mean lengthy ordering process?
No,
is that what it is?
No, lengthy eating. It's like, because, you know.
Oh, lengthy eating.
Because you never know. It might be their last meal. They always take a long time. I mean, like, everyone at the table was totally done with everything. We'd even had coffee. My mother-in-law was still cutting her steak.
You're going to get a phone call. You know that.
Oh, that's okay. It's all right. At least I didn't say I'm buying her a coffin. Right. So we're just waiting for her to get finished up, and the kids are off playing some video games, and all of a sudden, Bart comes around the corner and says, Dad, there is somebody famous in this restaurant. I said, really? More famous than your dear old dad? Who could that be? He said, I don't know who he is, but we're pretty sure he's famous. Look over there in the corner. So look over in the corner, and goddamn if it's not Vanilla Ice.
Was he holding court or anything like that?
Here's the deal. The waiter came over, and I said to him, is that Vanilla Ice there? And he said, yes. Vanilla Ice is playing at the Bottle and Cork tonight.
Oh, okay. That's a logical venue for him.
It's like a biker bar. You know, it's for bands that are either coming up or bands that are on the way down.
Sure. Fine.
And I was standing there talking with the waiter for a second, and I said, what's he like? And he said, well, I don't know. I don't have his table.
Right.
But the girl that has his table said that he sent back his iced tea, he sent back his salad, and then he just sent back his entree. Right? So I said, okay, well, thank you. So we're watching him. Now, this is the new thing. All we're doing is watching Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Still looks the same.
Right.
His hair is brown now. It's not that platinum blonde anymore.
Doesn't have that, like, little triangle coming out of his temple that he had before?
No, but it's that straight buzz cut. No pun intended, right. Buzz. And sitting there with a University of Miami jacket on.
Was he with a hottie?
No, he's with, like, it looked like his manager.
Okay.
Like his Don Ephraim.
Okay.
His agent, maybe.
Yeah.
And he had a University of Miami jacket on, hat on backwards, and almost on cue. We noticed him. We all started looking over at him. And then, swear to God, he goes, what the F is this? Just as loud as that, and takes his plate up in the air and down on the floor. Swear to God.
Whoa.
Like, everybody in the restaurant turns around and looks at him, and he says, you can't get a goddamn thing right in this restaurant. You can't get an effing thing right in here, man. You can't do it. I mean, screaming.
Raving out, having a full-fledged meltdown.
There was plate up in the air. Plate breaks on the ground. Food all over the place. It's like in a movie when something happens and everybody freezes.
Right.
Everybody in the whole restaurant was just looking at him and not saying anything. And then he realized that. And he said, what the F are you looking at? What the F are you looking at? Right? Nobody's saying anything.
Oh, everybody's my,
like, oh
God.
My God. I turned to Fred and said, this is the best dinner we've ever had. I can't believe this. So then the maitre d' comes over. This, you know, to call him a maitre d' is an injustice. The real maitre d' is
right.
He's a skinny, pimply-faced kid who's working there for the summer.
So to the type of restaurant you're in, this is kind of a casual, family-style restaurant, or is it an upscale restaurant?
More of an upscale, but there are families in there and stuff.
Okay.
It's definitely
but it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's not diner food.
Okay.
But it's also not, you know, it's real fancy.
Okay.
So it's a normal restaurant, right?
Middle of the road.
Yeah, and most of the restaurants out there are real nice.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's just kind of looking at this, and nobody's gone to pick up the plate. And there's food all over the floor.
Oh, my God.
A bottle of steak sauce that had gotten tossed off the table that was broken on the floor. And so this kid who's at the front desk, the kid who says, you know, a table for how many? Hold on, please.
Right.
He goes over. And I don't know what was said at this point because they're, you know, across the restaurant. I just see him going over. And he goes, we see him go, and then we hear, get your effing hands off me! F you! And the guy never touched Vanilla Ice.
Right.
Never touched him. So the kid goes, throws his hands up in the air, and he leaves. 2 seconds later, here come two of Delaware State's finest through the door.
Oh!
Two state cops came in, and they walked over and said something to him, and he left.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah. And then after he left, it's like nobody said anything. The place was silent for maybe 10 minutes while this was going on. From the time he threw the plate.
What a floor show.
From the time he threw the plate to the time he told everybody what the F are you looking at, get your F and the hands off me. When the cops came over and obviously said, listen, you're going to have to leave. He got up. And when he walked out, he walked that way. You know when a white guy tries to walk like a brother? You know,
right.
He does that like,
sure.
You know, I'm down with that. Like walking out, like just kind of strutting like a rooster
right.
On his way out, looking at everybody. You know, what you doing, man? As soon as he leaves, It's like the whole place goes back to life. You hear everybody go, What was that? So then the waiter came over and he said, that's not the first time. He said that Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick turned the table over last summer.
That must be, they must have some kind of an agreement where the artists get to eat in there, probably.
I think so. It must have been a trade because we noticed that he didn't leave any money.
Yeah.
And he didn't give a credit card or anything.
Oh, God, that's great. His agent didn't tell him to stay cool or anything.
No. His agent sat there and looked absolutely terrified while this was going on.
Not a big enough star to be throwing those kind of fits.
Yeah, but it was great then.
A little angry probably that he's on the way back down. Or
my son and his friend thought it was the greatest thing they'd ever seen in their life. They're like, I can't believe that's fantastic.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And all I heard all weekend was, when can we go back to that restaurant again?
Yeah.
I'm sure that doesn't happen all the time, boys.
Wow, that's a full-fledged meltdown.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Very, very cool. Hey, a round of applause for Mr. Vanilla.
There he is, right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So this waiter came over. He said, what was the problem? He said, I don't know. The guy at first, he sent back his iced tea. Then he sent back his salad. And he ordered a steak sandwich, and he sent it back. I said, what was the problem? He said, we said he wanted a medium rare, and it was just medium.
Oh, man.
So that's why he, like, threw the plate up in the air.
Wouldn't it be an interesting world if every time you ordered something medium or medium rare and you got it cooked differently, that everybody would throw a fit like that? But it was perfectly socially acceptable to throw a fit. You'd be able to get that, like, 6 or 7 times an hour in a restaurant.
But there were, like, a lot of retired people out there that were flipped out by that.
I can imagine.
Like, my mother-in-law. Oh, I spent the whole rest of the night explaining
who he was.
Yeah. He's like, why did he do that? I said, well, because he's a troubled rock star. I said, he's not even a rock star. He had one record out. I said, he had a record where he sampled another record. Mm-hmm. And then I said, what's sampling?
Oh, right.
Okay, sampling is when somebody makes a record, then somebody makes a record with that record, and they change the words. Well, how do they do that?
You know, when he was walking by, the only thing I would have done if he was really making a mistake is maybe look up to him and go, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I didn't have the guts to do that. Especially the way he was walking out again. His fist balled up. He's going, and just the vibe he was giving out was, you know, what you looking at?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, have a nice show at the bottom of the court. So we drove by on the way home. We went down Route 1, and yeah, sure is, there's his name up on the marquee tonight.
Unbelievable.
One night only for the wise.
That's pretty funny.
It's a pretty wacky celebrity sighting.
And nobody, nobody went anywhere near the guy, huh? Nobody said anything to him?
Nobody. Except this maitre d'.
And the maitre d', I give credit to the maitre d'.
This poor kid. And I'm not exactly saying pimples all over his face.
Right.
And he had on, you know, the red vest and like a tuxedo shirt and a tuxedo tie. And he walked up real sheepishly. Like that it was, you know.
Can you please leave? Can you
sure?
Please knock this off. And it was obvious that someone had already called the cops.
Right.
Because as soon as he walked back to his spot at the front, two of them came through with a Smokey the Bear hat.
Yeah,
but he went with them.
Yeah.
All right.
And then
that's so cool.
Thank God Bart didn't do this. Bart said, God, I was going to go up and ask him if he knew you and Uncle Mike.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Because you like it when celebrities ask if they know who you guys are.
We certainly do, whether it's a positive response or a negative response.
No, please, absolutely not.
Ice, baby.
Ice, baby. Yeah, made my weekend.
You really set him off. You know, if a waiter walks over, excuse me, sir, would you like more ice in your drink?
What a jag-off he is.
Oh, sure.
Really?
I mean, no matter how big you are, you don't act like that.
And I just got done seeing him a couple weeks ago on that VH1, Where Are They Now, or Behind the Music, one of those shows.
Right.
That's all they run on VH1 now.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more videos. All they have now is either Behind the Music, Where Are They Now.
You have me hooked on that. You have me. I watch that, you know, ever since you started watching that, I will, because it really is perpetual.
They 24 hours a day, that's all they run is Behind the Music on VH1.
You've seen the Boy George one?
Oh, many times. It's a good one. About how he had the affair with the drummer in the band.
Yes, and then when he really lost it, when he hit rock bottom and he was...
When he was all powdery and stuff that time.
And he was totally incoherent. And it seemed that George O'Dowd was in the middle of the press conference and would ramble incoherently, and then while he was at the press conference, he would occasionally just pass out. And you see Boy George going, all right, we're getting around the thing, and we don't...
Yeah, then
he closes his eyes and his head goes forward.
His chin just goes on his chest. That's a good one. I missed the new one they had. I saw the ads. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel, though. Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Oh, I saw the promo for that one.
Yeah.
They look wild, though.
Yeah, the commercials really like, you know, they did absolutely everything that they could do when they were rock stars.
And, you know, even those guys, you know, they weren't the Beatles, obviously. They weren't nearly as big as the Beatles, but they had that anti-Beatle attitude.
Yeah.
They wanted to be the Beatles.
Right.
And they look crazy. They really do.
What's so funny is when you see them interviewed now, though,
mm-hmm.
and they're all old, angry,
right.
bitter men, because it's 30 years, that, I mean, who the hell is Eric Burdon to begin with,
right? Absolutely.
He's a blip on the radar screen, but now he's really got, he's mad at everybody because his career is over.
He is very, very
And the promo I saw was like, he's like, yeah, well, people stopped buying my records, and, you know, I had all the groupies and all the money.
We were cooler than the Beatles. We were cool. Not those outfits, boys. Not
oh,
those
yeah.
outfits that you were wearing.
Those nice Nehru jackets. They don't,
yeah.
They all kind of look like White Orbison a little bit.
They did. They right? did. And Eric Burdon himself, he looks, he's just got a crazy look to his face. He really, he looked like he was probably a wild man when he was, you know, when they were in their
ED. He was a real funny one. Watch the David Cassidy behind the music.
I'd like to see that one.
That is a funny one, man.
They pull no punches on those documentaries. They really don't. It's interesting. They really research all the stuff.
No, and the stars try to, of course, present themselves in the best possible light, but through a clever editing, even when a guy's trying to make himself look good, they
right.
cover them stabbing him in the back.
Oh, man, and this Boy George thing where he's supposed to have, I guess he's supposed to be in whiteface. You know, he's supposed to wear the powder all over his face. And he had like a circle of it, like around the top of his face.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in his press conference.
And the rest of it didn't look anything like Boy George. It was like a guy that needed a shave, and he was just going, well, no, she's a hug out of his face.
I saw another good one, too, with Elton John. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Where they had, first off, they got all the footage like Elton John coming out in his a queer Donald Duck suit. Remember when he did that? His big sequiny Donald Duck suit.
Right.
And they're talking to his mom, who I feel bad for because they're interviewing right. her, and she's saying that they had. Remember when we did his big L.A. show at Dodger Stadium?
Yes, you.
He came out with that glittery L.A. Dodger suit on,
mm-hmm.
and they had his mom in the crowd when he was singing your song.
Right.
They're doing a documentary, and they showed her crying and stuff. Everybody thought that she was crying because she was so proud of him. She was crying because the night before, he took 60 sleeping pills to try to kill himself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They really get all the details on that show. It's fascinating. It really is.
Good stuff. Okay, I got more weekend stuff. We got to do a break, and I will tell you when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where else would you rather be, Steve, than right here, right now?
Don and Mike, Hobo Joe here. Don and Mike, Hobo Joe here.
We're all very excited about all the good things that are going on.
Don and Mike, Hobo Joe here.
Don and Mike, Hobo Joe here. Steady by this broadcast.
Try it, Buzz.
Don and Mike, Hobo Joe here.
And now you, Robbie. Hi, Bobby Fletcher. Homo Joe here.
All right, there's our tribute to Homo Joe. Now, go Homo Rob.
Hi, RJ.
ISB.
Sandal Buddy.
Hey.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hoser and all the ships at sea. Even better than a get-out-of-free-jail card. It's the Don and Mike show.
You remember what?
Let's see, the thing that I saw on the show yesterday, the get-out-of-free-jail card.
Get-out-of-free-jail card.
There you go.
That's the Don and Mike
that's
show.
That's it.
Hello, thank you for listening. Coast to coast, this is a nationwide show. So still BFS football, darling.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara right here. That's why we still to our dying day every day. We call it your Cotton Pick and Dynamite Show.
Saluting gay pride days in every city in America. Coming to you from the world's biggest stink hole.
Man, it stinks in here.
Yes, it does.
Company JFK.
Sorry.
In Washington, D.C. General manager, of course, the hideously disfigured Ken Stevens. Man of many skin tags. And he has a six-car garage. That pisses us off. Jeremy Coleman, Mark Antony, worthless program director.
Yes.
As we speak now, getting the fetal position underneath his glass desk, his glass coffee table on the third floor.
He is indeed.
Big Daddy Mel, ruling the world from New York City. Got nothing but love for Big Daddy.
Yes, show him the con.
And, of course, our agent, Stay Cool. Stay Cool. Junior Soprano.
That's right.
Working hard for us in Chicago. That's your chain of command. I know school's almost out, but also though many of you soccer moms have kids that will be going to summer school. So let me just say to all the kids in the back of the car, move them way to the back. Because I have just looked it out of the perfectly executed open this big time major market radio show.
Look, it's purple.
It's because I'm happy. And yes, the show is Don and Mike. The network is still Westwood One. 61 stations, count them, and 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners. And for that, we say, hey, pretty great, thank you.
You're the greatest. We do appreciate it. Here he is to my left and to your right. It's radio's Guy Swinger. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
All right, big show for you today. We'll get right to it. The telephone calls, of course, first.
Yes.
Today is Tuesday. It's the 15th of June.
16th.
15th. And our phone number is 1-800-636-1067.
All right.
First order of business.
Okay.
After all the complaining, all the apprehension you had yesterday.
Yes.
Aren't things fine?
Yes, you took care of it for me.
Things are fine.
Mm.
I made all the phone calls myself.
You did it, and I appreciate that.
Made all the phone calls by myself. Called Mike this morning at the time we were supposed to set up all of our conference calls.
I spoke to him in my bathroom once again.
I heard the sound of the toilet flushing.
You said your wife brushing the phone.
First thing I said, who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
He took care of it.
Made all the calls.
Cool.
No anxiety necessary.
Ladies and gentlemen,
everything is fine. You know,
everything's cool.
The only fly that I can find in the ointment is that Friday was supposed to be the day, if Ken gets all the stuff taken care of on Thursday, then now he can do on Thursday since
right.
He took all the other crap out of the way.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be able to make a big announcement on Friday after we talked to Ken.
Right.
However, we're going to be in Sacramento on Friday, so we're not going to be able to talk to him directly. So that big announcement might have to wait until Monday's episode.
That is true. We'll talk to him next week.
But things are looking good.
Yes, things are good, and I appreciate you doing that. I really do.
Not a problem.
I was dripping wet. I had just gotten out of the shower, and I was getting ready, actually, to call you. And it was 5 minutes before I was going to call you. The phone rings, and I went into the bathroom where I normally talk to Don and actually flushed the toilet for him so he could hear the sound, and that's when he said, made all the phone calls.
Everything's done. I was supremely grateful.
Sure.
But I'll tell you yesterday, I said, remember, 24 hours from now, things will be fine.
And now they are.
And look at that.
Everything's fine.
Things are fine. Things are great.
Everything's A-OK.
On top of the world.
Right.
Hey, question here. I know we're probably going to get some calls from Sacramento because we always get lots of calls from there anyway.
Right.
I was wondering about our appearance there Friday. You know, Friday we do the show live from affiliate KHTK.
This Friday?
This Friday, Mike.
Oh, boy.
We're flying out Thursday night.
Now this Thursday night.
This Thursday night.
Okay. All right. That's when you want to go.
and oh, yeah, that's right. Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be here on Thursday. We're going to leave a little early on Thursday.
Right.
But, you know, we don't like to jip you folks out of the show.
Right.
So we'll be here as long as we can on Thursday until we have to leave to catch the airplane, because it's impossible to get a direct flight from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento. So once again this year, we're going to be treated to like a four-hour layover in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Let me just say that a Saturday afternoon, when we get back to Washington, D.C., it is safe to say we will be a tired Robin's Bunch of Merry Men.
Right.
Unless the plane crashes.
Oh.
Then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that doesn't faze me as much as it used to. It's losing the shock value now.
It's usually, you know, I got my system. I know what I'm doing to cope. But, you know, nothing's going to change that. I know
okay.
We're going.
So okay.
That's going to, and I know we have a show. And don't forget, I know we have a show to do on Friday, too.
So Friday night, we're doing a live show, the Las Vegas Style Show from Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento, right in downtown Sac.
Yeah, we'll go on stage about 8:30 Friday night.
And the question that I have for the good people of Sacramento is, are any promos being aired on our station, KHTK?
Are they announcing to the world in Sacramento that we are going to be out there this weekend?
Because, frankly, I've heard that we don't get a lot of promotional activity on that station anyway. Like, you know,
well, we have the incredible success there. That's the surprising.
Right.
Do that.
It's always an uphill struggle.
Right.
Like, here on this station, every 2 or 3 hours, they run a promo about our show. They run something that says, you know, Don and Mike own the afternoons on JFK. And I know we feed a promo down the network that we hope all of our stations run every day, but I've gotten lots of reports that we don't get a lot of play in Sacramento. I'm just wondering if they're promoting this or not. I mean,
did they ever have us on a bus in Sacramento? Was that what I heard one time? That
no,
we
that's
on a bus?
That's in Spokane.
Or
maybe,
Spokane.
Or maybe it was Wichita where the guy called and said, well, a billboard or something.
Billboard in Wichita, yes.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope, you know, we've been waiting a long time to go out to Sacramento and do our Las Vegas-style show. I certainly hope that they're letting the world know, you know, that we're on our way. You know, I have no doubt that there'll be 3,000 people there on Friday night. It's just, I like covering my bases.
Yeah.
That's all. I just like to make sure that they're letting people know that. I'd like to know that outside of noon to four on KHTK, that maybe in other hours of the day, they're also letting people know we're coming. There's only one way to find out, and that's to talk to our incredible listening audience.
Let's do that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And then other stuff. Once we get past that, I got other stuff for you. Hello.
This is Sam from the Big Sack.
Yes, hello, Sam, buddy.
I just want to let you know a little thing. You know the guy that comes on after you guys. I think you know who I'm talking about.
Do we ever talk about this radio station without this guy's name coming up?
No, and anyway, yesterday on his program, he said he told KCK that he wanted a vacation day because he didn't want, on Friday, because he didn't want to be in the same building with you guys.
All right, well, he's a big pussy. Let me say something about this guy, about Mr. Grant Napier. And I only know his name because people call us all the time and tell us when he rips us. This is a guy who's a nobody, okay? He does a local show in Sacramento, and frankly, he's threatened by the fact, and he's been threatened for the last 5 years by the fact, mm-hmm. that we do a show 3,000 miles away. We don't live in Sacramento. We don't know anything about Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You know, frankly, if... We don't know, I mean, we don't know the first thing about Sacramento. We don't know any of the streets.
Right.
We don't know any of the stuff that you're supposed to be known, that you're supposed to know to win in a radio market.
We just know that we got a bunch of people to listen to the show out there.
And it's been obvious to us that this guy, who incidentally, we've never heard on the radio, we've never seen, and, you know, I read all the trade magazines, and I network with people in the radio business. I swear to God. This guy's name has never come up once, but it's obvious that this guy is so threatened by the fact that a couple of guys from outside the market have come in and have had a huge success on the station. You know, frankly, that, you know, his limited success on the station,
he can't handle it.
Right. He's a dwarf. It's like David and Goliath, and the guy is very threatened by us, and I don't know why. It is a mystery. I'm sad to hear that he's pussying out and he won't be there on Friday. But
also,
I was looking forward. Hold on a second, please. We're looking forward to the chance to eyeball this guy finally and say, "Hey, bud,
sure,
what's your problem?"
Yeah, and we actually asked, about what other mentions of us coming out there on the station. And the first call we get is from this guy. Said, "Let me tell you what. I don't care what loser has to say, sir."
Also, they're having a promo.
Hello? Hey, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I know. I knew you guys wouldn't care, but also they're having a promo today at one of the sports bars here. They're raffling off some VIP tickets to yourself.
Oh, okay.
So,
are they running any commercials?
Though? Yes, they are.
All right, beautiful.
They are running commercials.
That was the question. Thank you, my friend.
Also, can I ask Mike a question?
What?
Mike, who do you like in the U.S. Open?
Tough question, but I think... Well, David Duval got hurt. He was my pick, and I like... Look how fast you turn. You were ready to cut this guy's head off 30 seconds ago. But he asked you a question about golf, and said, well, hold on, my friend. Let me keep you on the line for a moment.
U.S. Open. Hold on. I'm thinking, because I really haven't given it any thought until this very moment.
Happy Gilmore.
You know, I got a bunch of guys. Lee Jansen's on my fantasy team, and I hate him because he's not doing anything for me this year. But I'm going to say...
Nice slacks, though.
I'm going to say that I think, because it's Pinehurst, I think Tiger Woods has a chance this year.
My guess is Jim Furyk.
No way.
No way. All right, we'll see you in Big Sack.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Played that golf course where they're playing the U.S. Open, and I think Tiger Woods has a chance to eat it up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bondi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great show. This is Dan from the Big Sack. I want to let you know that KHDK is doing a beautiful job of promoting your new show coming out.
All right, well, then I won't worry about it, then. Okay.
And they're giving about 1,000 of those VIP tickets. What they're doing is about every 3 days they get a big gathering at a nice little store, and they raffle them off for free. It's great.
That's good. Okay, good.
That's good. I'm glad they're supporting us.
All right, well, thank you.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks for the update. Although they're giving away 1,000, how VIP can they be if they're giving away 1,000 of them? Doesn't it kind of lessen the value of a VIP ticket? It's one of 1,000?
It seems that it would, but all I care about is that they're letting people know we're going to be there.
Well, good.
All right, problem solved.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
It's only 300 VIP tickets.
Oh, well, see, right away, then that would make the value go up a little bit.
Yeah, there's three little odd giveaways. I went to the first one, went there with my kids, got shut out of the drawing, but a nice fellow from the radio station slapped a pair on me, which is a great thing, because I'll be coming straight from work on over to Memorial.
That's good. You're not bringing the kids, are you?
No, I won't be bringing
the kids. Yeah. Keep in mind, this is an adult show.
I'll do the kids for some reason. I don't know why.
Lots of booze.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
I'm a little worried about the Memorial Auditorium, man. I used to be in events coordinator there, and I just don't see them letting you guys get away with what we want to see out there.
Well, you know, the thing is, when we go to any venue, we
got to meet with the local people.
Right. We adhere to all community standards.
And listen, haven't you heard us before? We've met with I mean, goddamn Chamber of Commerce. We've met with state police. We've met with the mayors. We've met with city councils of all these cities we go to. We always find a way to make the show work.
That's right. Our show is highly entertaining no matter what the constraint.
But we know what you're coming to see, and don't worry, you'll get it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I'll be right up front.
Okay.
Be good to see you guys.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Bobby. Hello, Don. I'm Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Radio God?
Hey.
I'm going up to Sacramento on Friday. Are they going to let us take cameras in there or no?
No, I don't know. Generally, we don't like cameras coming in there because, frankly, we don't like any evidence of what goes on during the Las Vegas style.
I don't think they're going to allow cameras or video cameras there.
Okay, yeah, free to hit ask me to sneak one in, but...
All right, okay. Well, tell her I'll be home about 10 minutes late tonight. We can talk to her later, okay?
Thanks,
I got to run by the ATM on the way home. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Mrs. Crabtree in the hospital. I love your show. I have cancer.
Oh, stop it.
My God. Very strange phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, we're great, thanks.
Hey, Mike, I have a special request for you. I know you do an awesome Christopher Walken. Wondering if you could throw a little Christopher Walken doing Austin Powers.
How esoteric is that, man?
It's too weird. No,
you
actually have a circuit overload, and we don't do requests.
Qualifies as an idea, man.
That's right.
Just leave the driving to us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, driving to us.
How about some John Wayne doing Austin Powers? Hey, Mike, how about Jay Leno doing Austin Powers? Please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, little man.
All right.
Hi.
This is Tracy from Greenville.
Yes, hello, Tracy.
I got a limit for y'all.
You have a limerick?
A limerick?
I should warn everyone, limericks can be very, very dangerous. Is it one that we can say on the radio?
Yeah. You ready?
Now, hold on. I'm trying to noodle this through. Does this qualify like as a joke, though?
No.
Well, a limerick is only dangerous if it has the word Nantucket in it. You know, that's it.
Okay, but see, my point is that we don't like guys calling in with jokes because if it's a stupid joke, it'll slow down the show. And if this is a stupid limerick, same deal, it'll slow down the show.
Okay, it's not stupid.
It's not stupid?
No.
It's not stupid? Is it a South Carolina limerick?
No.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for your phone number then.
Okay, you'll give it to y'all fire?
Yeah, hold on, and Robbie will get your phone number. Then if the limerick sucks, we'll give your phone number out.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please.
Hold on.
Look at you. You're already laughing at it. You haven't even heard it yet. You're already laughing at it.
I love limericks. There once was a listener who was slow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
They're having G. Gordon Liddy on the promotions out here in SAC.
Oh, that's the promo that we said down the line. Good. If they're playing that, that's excellent.
And one time I saw Vanilla Ice in a little ice cream parlor in L.A., and he goes, what are you looking at? And I said, what am I looking at? What are you looking at? I'm looking at you looking at me. And he stormed out.
Did he throw any plates around?
No.
What are you looking at?
You know, the thing to do when somebody says, what are you looking at? You say, absolutely nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, this is Jay in the sack. What's up, partner?
Yes, hello, Jay.
Listen,
yes, partner. Howdy, partner.
Promos here?
What?
They're running promos here, but halfway through the promotion, they're saying, they're kind of trying to take some credit for the whole free admission thing. They're saying, thanks to the kindness of this station, and then they kind of muffle it. They go, and by requirements of Don and Mike, the admission's free. I don't think it's cool that they're trying to take...
You know, that's just like another typical radio... I'm sure they don't mean anything malicious. They're just trying to be funny, you know.
Cool.
Generally, you got a bunch of guys that work in programming at a radio station who wouldn't know something funny if it came up and bit them in the ass.
Absolutely.
You know, they're just trying to be funny. What?
Don, I won't be able to make it this Friday because I'm flying up north into Spokane area to see my dad for Father's Day. But, I'll regret to not be there. And Monday I'll call you up and I'll shoot off some cannons in his backyard.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to play a tape that I know is going to be getting a lot of play on this show,
okay,
over the next couple of weeks. You know, Bobby Knight has been in the news again.
Right. Bobby Knight having a little meltdown.
Strangling that guy in the parking lot.
Strangling.
And it's a great tape. I've been a Bobby Knight supporter since day number one.
Is this new Bobby Knight that we're going to hear
this
here?
This is Bobby Knight talking about the people that are criticizing him for choking the guy in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So here is the great, the general, Bobby Knight.
When my time on earth is done and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Bobby Knight.
That's pretty good.
Bobby Knight.
That's pretty good. That'll be getting a lot of play on this show.
This is a sentence structure there. Is, I want they bury me upside down.
Oh, here it is.
When my time on earth is done and my activities here are past.
Are past.
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
Beautiful. My sentiments exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
I want they bury me upside down.
My critics can kiss my ass.
Almost approaching Ditka there.
Yeah, a little Chicago accent there, huh?
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
That's beautiful. I love that. He has a press conference because they want to give a hard time about strangling that guy, and that's all he said.
And I love the way you say that too. Could you come out in the parking lot? Mr. Knight would like to strangle you.
Beautiful. You know, I still have on the wall in my cave,
right
in my TV room at home, I got a letter that Bobby Knight sent me over 10 years ago when he got in trouble for throwing that chair, one of his very first tantrums ever. He got so pissed at a referee, he picked up a chair and threw it out on the floor.
Get it across into the center of the court.
And, I mean, this guy got nothing but bad press. It was
right.
Like, Bobby Knight is a jerk. Bobby Knight is an a-hole. How can he do this? I wrote him a letter. I swear to God, I wrote him a letter. I said, I can appreciate the fact
right.
You get caught up in the moment. Bravo to you, Bobby Knight. And he sent me a letter back.
And it was a nice letter.
Yeah, it was a letter that said, I got about 500 hate letters, and I only got one positive letter. And I was the only guy to send him a positive letter.
All right.
And now you have that forever. The general.
Yeah, Bobby Knight.
Big fan of Bobby Knight.
And, you know, Bobby Knight keeps on giving. He is a consistent donator of fine material to this show.
Sure is. And I can appreciate those sentiments. Bury me upside down so my critics can kiss my ass.
And if you just picture that, you know, it was a horrible wake. We went to the wake and the front of the casket wasn't even open.
No, I picture it like this. You see the dirt and stuff on the ground and you just see the two ass cheeks sticking out of the ground.
Bob's cheeks.
And of course, a month, 6 months later.
Yeah, I mean, when it's just all starting to eat away.
Hello, Don and Mike. Eventually, this would be his pelvic bones out there.
Right, and then they bronze them or something like that.
Yeah.
This is Bobby Knight's ass.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, radio show.
Hello. Hey, guys, did you know that they have a contest there that they the students have a chair-throwing contest every year?
Oh, for Bobby Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, they love him there in Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
And not a heck of a lot going on in Indiana.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, come on now. You're going to be late for the chair-throwing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Bobby.
I would let you guys know that Vanilla Ice is going to be at the 9:30 Club on June 21st. He's doing a big show there.
Oh, good. Go to a restaurant. That's a club here in D.C. Go to a restaurant down in Georgetown, and maybe you'll be able to see him flip out like I saw him flip out this weekend.
Did you guys see him on MTV? They had that one-hit wonders that could come on and smash the tape of their video, and he tore the place apart and had to go to a commercial.
Yeah,
and
meltdown. Yeah, right. Do you know that he really scared Janine Garofalo? Like, he threw something at her, and she thought that, like, a TV was going to hit her or a VCR was going to hit her in the head or something?
Yeah, he took it a little too far. And I think he's got some anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Robbie Van Winkle.
He's no Bobby Knight.
Hello.
Hey, but you know, Bobby Knight.
Well, no. Sorry.
He's going to defend Bobby Knight.
Hey.
Stop. Rewind.
Hey, come on. Bobby Knight's okay, man.
You can't defend him all the time, you know, strangling the guy in the
I can.
I can need a butt plug.
Pardon me?
Please.
The only time that I had problems defending Bobby Knight was when he was interviewed by Connie Chung.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that huge controversy.
She was asking him about rape. Now, why you would ask a basketball coach about rape?
Isn't he author of the quote, if rape is inevitable,
lie back and enjoy it?
And he really almost, that was the closest he ever came to losing his job.
Even I couldn't defend him on that one.
Yeah, he was on his own. He thought he was being funny, and because it was Bobby Knight, you know, the guy is a lightning rod, and that didn't help matters any.
No.
That's fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys kick ass.
Yes. Major ass, man.
Bad.
Yes, major ass.
Yeah, shout out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there.
Keeping it real.
Word.
I got nothing but love for you.
Word.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, I just want to talk to you about Austin Powers, one of the obscure jokes I saw in there.
What?
When he was doing the song with the little midget,
yep.
They started dancing. I don't know if you picked up on it, but they were doing the same dance that they did at the big show at the end of Revenge of the Nerds.
with the black guy and the little short midget.
What the hell kind of obscure reference is that?
Who would even know that? Did you know that, Rob? Rob is king of obscure stuff.
I'm Captain Obscurity, but I must invite this man to go to hell.
Oh, Rob!
My God!
It was an invitation, not an order. Won't you please go to hell?
Hello, Don and myself.
Good night. You two sexy bitches.
Hey!
Yeah, I mean, I come to me. Last week you made a reservation.
What?
For a party. I called up Ricky Martin's restaurant, you know, in Miami.
Yeah.
For a party of two.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Ricky Martin is a fag. That's what I said. Thanks.
Just a couple seconds late with that.
It's a shame.
They were running down the hallway down. You can't blame the crickets. They were making a fine effort to get to the studio.
Yeah, that's part of the fun for me, is to watch them run down the hallway.
It's like in Phantom Menace, you know, when you see those big robot things come out of the ship. Same thing when you see our crickets come running down the hallway. You know that we have someone who thinks they're funny and they're really not.
Tiny little door.
Tiniest of doors opens to the outside, and the crickets now come running in.
Don hits a little switch when he summons the crickets.
Howdy, boys.
How's my crickets?
Hello. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Look, how you doing?
Hey, how come you weren't at the Homo Pride Parade?
I went on the canoe trip.
I thought that we had set you up to go to that with Homo Joe to be our reporter at that.
Yeah, but I left Friday morning, and I didn't get his message till Sunday night.
Oh, so you were on the river all weekend?
Yeah, I was on a Shenandoah River. How do you canoe twice?
How do you canoe if you only have one hand?
Oh, I know. What happened was they attached me to another canoe, so I was the only one in the canoe.
So when you called the show Friday evening, you were calling from the canoe?
Oh, no.
Did he call Friday evening, Buzz?
Yeah, that's when you sent, I said Homo Joe should come down to the station and pick up the DAT recorder for Sunday.
Oh, no.
That was four no's that he started with. No.
I'm sorry, Mike.
That's all right.
Hey, it's Don, Mike.
Hey, hold on a second.
I have to really go back to two other things you said that make absolutely... They attached you to a canoe. Don said, how can you be in a canoe if you only have one hand? And then you said, they attached me to a canoe of my very own.
Yeah.
I consider that question to be unanswered.
They put a bungee cord on my canoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so they towed you?
They towed me. I was just sitting in the back of the canoe.
Thank you.
Okay.
So it was worth getting a clarification.
Okay. And what about Buzz's theory that you didn't call us on Friday?
Well, I did not call you on Friday.
Oh, you did not call on Friday.
Well, I thought you wanted me to take a day off, so I did.
Buzz, I would think you'd know more than anyone if Dennis calls, because he normally calls during his time.
News and comments,
I remember Dennis being very disheartened to learn that he was going to go to the gay pride parade on Sunday with Homo Joe. That's what I thought I remembered anyway.
Well, you know, we'll get a confirmation on that, because, you know, there are a lot of our super sleuths out there.
And you know who's dying out of calling. Dynamite Hobo Joe here.
Dynamite Hobo Joe here. Dennis did call on Friday.
All right, well, what did you call for today, Dennis?
Oh, well,
No, you said no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay, don't say no. Don't say I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't say the thing is.
Okay.
What's the other one, Robbie? Starts with an A.
Actually.
Okay, those are the four things you can't say.
No.
You can't say no.
Okay.
You can't say the thing is. You can't say I'm sorry. And you can't say...
Actually.
I'm going to be doing two live remotes tomorrow and Thursday at Sacramento.
You're going to be out in Sacramento? You leave for Sacramento tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. And can I announce my flight number?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be arriving on America West Airlines, flight 2765, and I'm getting in at 12:30, 2 p.m.
When are you leaving here, Dennis?
Oh, 7:45 a.m.
All right. So what was your big announcement, Dennis?
Oh, well, I'm just getting two remotes.
You're doing remotes. What is KHTK set those up for you?
Yeah. They'll let me know later on today to let them know what bars I'll be at.
I got it. Okay. All right. Well, good luck. We're all for you getting ahead of the world.
Absolutely. Right. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Are you, Mike?
Yes, Dennis, I am. As long as you don't start sentences with the word no.
Thank you, Mike.
And as long as you don't say the thing is, right. Or I'm sorry, or actually.
Actually.
I'm going to have pizza for sale also.
We know that.
Not for the style show.
All right, we got it. Okay, see you, Dennis.
You all have a pleasant day.
You have a pleasant day.
Doug?
Yes, Dennis.
Sorry for the confusion.
Don't say sorry. don't worry about it. You're okay, Dennis.
Okay, I'll go home.
All right, goodbye.
Wow. Too much pressure for him.
We took too many of his verbal crutches away.
You could hear when he was talking, you could almost hear the fact that he was trying not to say
right.
The four catchphrases.
Sometimes when he uses the word no, you would ask him a question along the lines of, Dennis, when are you going to be out there? His first word, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
I love that, man. I finally got through to you guys. Listen, free advertising in Greenville. Dennis has been in town, and you know.
Yes.
We stopped at a gas station today, didn't work, and saw your name, Don and Mike, so plus all over the condom machine.
Well, I'm sure we will be number one very soon. And where are you calling from?
From Greenville.
We will be number one in South Carolina because our name is on a condom machine.
That's right.
We will test very well with condom users.
Hold on.
Bathroom rented condom users. Here just before we go to break. Very exciting to see us on that machine.
This is the guy with the limerick.
Okay.
So we'll give him a chance. And if his limerick sucks, we'll give out his phone number.
Hello?
Yes, is Tracy there, please?
Thank you. This is his mother. Can I take a message?
It's Tracy's mom. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now, ma'am.
Yes?
Your boy Tracy called us with a limerick, and we wouldn't let him say it on the radio show unless he gave us his phone number.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, he must not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, because he was supposed to give us the number where he was at right now.
Oh, okay. The number he is...
No, don't give it to us now.
Please don't give that out, ma'am.
Okay.
But just tell your son, Tracy, that Don and Mike called.
Okay.
Can you just tell him that Don and Mike called?
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Tracy's mom.
Thank you, baby.
Baby.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hello.
Thank you, sweet thing.
You are.
Yeah. What you watching, Oprah? What you watching on the TV?
I'm watching soap opera.
Soap opera? What soap opera are you watching right now?
God and Life.
God and Life. God and Life sucks. You should watch One Life to Live.
That's our favorite soap opera, One Life to Live.
Somebody's on the other line. So
okay. That is your son.
I'll do so.
Bye-bye. That is your son. He still lives with his mom.
He didn't sound, like a kid. He sounded like a 45-year-old man.
Right. Hello. Homo Joe here. Homo Joe here. Hi. Go ahead. Say it again, Homo.
Homo Joe here.
Hi, Homo Joe.
How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Dennis was told at the beach house on this gay pride day, so he did not call in on Friday.
Okay. My mistake.
I'm sorry. Calling in on Friday.
All right. Thank you, Homo.
Very good.
Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe here.
All right.
Homo Joe out.
Hey, Homo Joe, you're number one on our impression list. We're all doing Homo Joe impressions.
I heard that. It's great.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe over there.
Donna Mike Homo Joe here. Hey, we should call the new guy in, the new phone answering guy.
Yeah, have him do it. That'll be his debut.
Hey, Mike, come here.
His debut.
Mike is our new, the new Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's the new Lisa. Here he comes now.
There'll never be another Lisa.
Oh, my God, please. Hello, Mike.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I like Mike's attitude. That every time I go back to the producer's room,
right.
When I walk by, I say, hey, how you doing? And he says, hey, man, I'm sorry about those calls.
Yeah, he's very, very accommodating, isn't he?
I said, hey, yesterday, a couple times you said to me, hey, I'm sorry about those calls. I said, those calls were fine. What are you talking about?
No problem. Just wants to please you.
Well, I guarantee I won't be wearing a bikini on my last day.
If that's your request.
No.
Our request is to hear you say, Donna Mike, Homo Joe here.
We're all doing the impression. We want you to join in. I think we need Mr. Broido also.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hey, Gadget.
Gadget, get in here.
Where is Inspector Gadget? Because the rotation will be me, then Mike, then Buzz, then Robbie, then you, Mike, our new phone guy, and then Inspector Gadget.
See where you went on the pecking order? You see that as far as impressions? He put Broido last, and rightly so.
Oh, we don't know where Gadget is. Okay, all right. Well, let's do it without him.
All right.
Got a bike Homo Joe here.
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 I forgot to throw his microphone.
Oh, no.
All right, let's do it one more time.
Okay.
Brian O'Shea.
Yeah, he was impressive.
All right, and you know what? Let's start with Homo Joe, with the real guy. All right, go ahead, Homo.
Homo Joe here.
Got a bike 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 Homo Joe here.
Hey, Dr. Gadget.
Come on, Gadget.
the thing is, actually, come on, do it.
Come on, Joe here.
Oh, that sucks. Hey, Gadge, have you heard from Leah yet?
She was in the midst of a photo shoot when I called earlier today.
Oh, good. We're still holding out hope that Leah Remedy will come out to Sacramento with us.
And I'm just thinking about her in the middle of a photo shoot.
Yeah, hey, goodbye, homo.
Goodbye, Donna Mike.
Okay.
Homo out.
Homo out. Homo out. Goodbye, homo. All right. Clear all these lines out right now. And start today's show as our want is with a caller number 100.
I think that's a very good idea.
We have a prize package selected especially for you, and good luck. So call in right now. Be the 100th caller at 1-800-636-1067.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your new adventure really is a new adventure.
We're on 61 affiliate stations. We have 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners, and for that we are very thankful. Man to my left and to your right has very sensitive nipples. Here is Radio's Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Yeah. Man, it's like a goddamn roller coaster working here. You know what I mean?
Oh, my head is spinning.
Thrills, chills, upside down, you know, the 360-degree turn.
Kooky, crazy.
I mean, none of it bad. We're not complaining.
No, you can't complain about anything that's going on. It's all very exciting, but it's all a bit overwhelming.
It's all this behind-the-scenes stuff. And I know it's very frustrating because we can never tell you exactly what's going on, but just as it seems that we were on the cusp,
yes,
on the verge of making the big move, there's another big move to be made.
Absolutely. And we'll keep you advised. You know what I hate?
What?
I hate not being able to talk about it, but we really can't.
If this happens, though,
forget about it.
I'll jinx it if I talk about it, so just forget about it.
Wish we could talk to you about it, but we can't.
Listen, right. Let's take phone calls. I'm not trying to talk about Grant Napier being such a pussy that he's not going to come to work on Friday so that he doesn't have to see us.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
You know, the more I thought about that, and keep in mind, I spent very little of my valuable time thinking about this disc jockey, Grant Napier, that's on our station in Sacramento.
Well, you couldn't pick him out of a lineup, first of all.
But the more I thought about it, the more I laughed about it.
Right.
Thinking that yesterday people were calling us saying that this guy is so threatened by the fact that we're going to be in Sacramento on Friday that he's not showing up to work.
What the hell have we ever done to the guy? We talked bad about him a couple of times, but not a whole bunch.
It's always after he's talked bad about us, too.
And that's it. I mean, compared to other DJ wars we've had, this is mild, mild stuff, but I guess he seems to be somewhat obsessed with us.
I guess so.
Hmm.
And frankly, a little scared, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that I would ever come on the radio and say, hey, everybody, I'm afraid to come into work on Friday because another disc jockey's going to be here, so I'm taking a day off.
You know, part of the fun.
How wacky is that?
That's funny. Part of the fun of having a feud is when you do get to meet the guy. That's kind of the awkward, strange moment that's always a little exhilarating for me.
Well, it's funny. I just think it's funny.
It is.
I thought about it last night. It was funny. Thought about it today. Still funny today.
He's going to be fleeing the station when we arrive.
Right. Taking a day off. Taking a vacation day.
Please.
Come on, Dynamite Show.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're
Don Mike.
First caller. Hello, my friend.
Yeah, hey, you know Leah from the King of Queens that y'all love so much?
Yes. Leah Remedy, who may be joining us in Sacramento Friday. You know, we still haven't heard. Hey, Gadget, you heard from her yet?
Inspector Gadget, do you have any details on the Leah Remedy situation?
What about Leah, sir?
Yeah, she's on Hollywood Squares all this week.
Ooh.
Oh, well, thanks for the bullet.
She's asking to watch it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You very much.
Okay.
A member of the Proud 4% calling us right now.
Very important club. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, have you talked to Leah?
Yes.
And?
We're working on airline details.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I guess we'll have a lot of dead air on Friday, because if she comes to Sacramento, we'll just be staring at her a whole lot.
We'll be ogling her.
She's bringing Angela.
Oh, the boyfriend.
Her Latin boy toy?
Uh-huh.
He's no dummy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Excellent. All right. Angelo and Leah.
Excellent.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Angelo. Would you please step out of the studio, please?
Good. Leah Remedy in studio with us on Friday from Sacramento.
Very
exciting.
Oh,
that's good. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to buy a new dress now. Hello, John. I'm like, I can't wear this frumpy dress now.
That's old frock that you're wearing right now.
You look fine. Can't wear this. Hello, Don. Mike, I got to get right down to the Gap.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I think I got a little clarification on the Napier thing for you.
What?
I don't think it's so much. I think his job is taking him out of town. That's why he's not going to be there, friend.
No,
we've heard that. You know, yeah, they're giving me a day off because you know, you guys are coming to town. But I think his job is taking him out of town while he's not going to be there.
Mm. Okay.
But I don't understand why he complains about you guys, because he gives you such a huge, you guys give him such a huge lead-in.
Uh-huh. Well, frankly, we'd heard on this show from lots of callers, and we only got about 100 faxes about it, that the guy came out on his radio show and said he's taking Friday off.
He said he didn't want to be in the same building with us.
Right, right.
Well, he did say that, but I thought, from what I understood, it was his job was taking him out of town, because he does other things besides working, doing the Kingman project.
Right, that's very convenient.
He does Marine football.
Then that is quite a coincidence, then, that he would happen to be out of town on the one day that we're coming into town. And if that's the case, why wouldn't the guy just come out and say, hey, I'm not going to be at work on Friday because I got something else to do.
Instead of saying, I don't want to be in the same building with those guys.
And I'm going to take a day off. Like the big pussy that he is.
Okay. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Come on here.
Yeah.
It is funny.
All right. Hey, I want to see.
It is funny when you think about it.
It really is.
Grant Napier said straight up that he was leaving the studio because you guys were coming.
There you go. Okay. What a coward. Okay. Listen, sorry that I brought it up. I just wanted to say that I was getting a little laugh about that, thinking about that.
Oh, it was hilarious when I heard it.
You know, how second grade is that? That's like when the class bully is bothering you.
You guys have met him before.
We've never met him.
Yeah, over at McGee's.
When? We've never been to McGee's. What is McGee's?
Or, no, maybe it wasn't McGee's. It was the first time you guys ever...
Why is there so much misinformation? You know why? Because it doesn't matter.
No, the first time you guys came here...
Yeah, do you remember your bar appearance where you played street trivia?
Youngblood.
Yeah, in Sacramento. I think he showed up appearance.
That's how much...
He might not have even crossed paths.
That's how much it meant to us, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, listen. All I know is the guy's a cheese dick, limp-wristed, and the pencil neck geek pussy. He's a pussy, you hear me? He's a pussy. I'll be at KACK on Friday. How about you?
Yeah, brother.
How about you, brother?
Brother.
I'll be there with my friend Mike and my friend Buzz and my friend Rob and my Hollywood friend Leah.
We'll be wearing body oil.
Hello.
And our heads will be shaved. And we'll be going, yeah, brother.
Hello.
Yeah, I'll have your back too, Mike.
What's that?
I'll have you guys in the back, too. Listen, I just want to say about...
I'm sorry, I didn't hold it. Hello? I didn't understand you the second time you said that.
We'll have your guys' back.
Oh, you'll have our back, like cover our back?
Yeah, you know it.
Right, okay, thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I got a theory why Grant Napier's not going to be the Friday.
All right, this is going to happen.
You know, it's my fault, my mistake.
This guy is so small potatoes.
I shouldn't have brought it up. Just everybody, just please, just join me in laughing at him. That's all. Don't call about him.
No more calls about him, please.
The guy's worthless.
The guy's a pimple on my ass. He's a piece of BM that comes out of my butt.
Ooh,
hello.
BM.
Hello. Hello. Is this some guy doing a light jazz show or something?
Relax, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Bob White.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, can I join your summer camp?
What impression would you like to audition with?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I will tell you right now, we have 3 Arnold Schwarzeneggers, and we already have their shirts. But go ahead.
I don't want to say that all these guys are starting to slow the show down. Would the impressionist?
Well, of course they're starting to slow the show down because they're calling about my impressionist game.
No.
That is typical. Of course they are.
No.
I do not believe they are. I think it's funny to hear bad impressions like that.
I like them when they're good. I like the guy that did the Aaron Neville.
All right. Well, you have
that was good.
You have the prerogative of hanging up on him at any moment.
I know this guy will suck.
All right. I know that's the whole idea.
He will hugely suck.
To suck. That's what I thought was funny.
All right, go ahead, suck.
All right, why don't you have some steam in it?
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. You are welcome to the cabin. Here I was thinking it was going to suck, and I even said it was going to suck, and then it was fantastic.
What, did he get the full scholarship?
He gets the full scholarship, and he has to give us his pants.
Hello.
That's right. Some guys do have to give their pants at the door.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling from Sacramento. We're on the way to the airport to meet Dennis Murphy.
I was going to say you're on the air, but I changed it out. You're pathetic. Going to the airport to meet Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
So somebody wrote the flight number down.
Yes, we did.
Oh,
okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
You're not going to win a gold medal with us for calling with that. I mean, good for Dennis if someone's going to meet him at the airport.
Okay.
All right.
Can you tell what kind of individual meets Dennis at the airport? It's the kind of individual that has nothing to say.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'd like to join your camp, too.
Now, you're overdoing it.
Okay. Oh, come on. I could do Julia Child.
No, Julia Child, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we have the full contingent of Julia Child.
And it's not Julia Child.
Mm-hmm. It's Julia Child.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'd like to serve my soup.
See, and I knew immediately, I'm like that great Schwarzenegger that was going to start.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
This is Thomas from Wichita.
Yeah.
And just on the internet, found the nastiest website I've ever seen. You might be interested for tennis.
Don't give out the address. Just tell us what it is, please.
It's, let's see. It's winning, showing women, crapping on each other.
You know how hard he had to work to find the word?
Uh-huh. Yes, like, I did.
And you thought immediately of us when you saw that website.
You're straight up. Yeah. Yeah.
Women,
what's the word I'm searching for?
Crapping
on each other. Well, God knows that's why Al Gore invented the internet.
Yes, right.
So that someone could post pictures of women cramping on each other.
God bless Al Gore.
I believe it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'd like to send this out to my wife and my wife's twin sister, who were on the internet until late at night the other night, looking at some pictures that were just about the most horrible death and destruction and dismemberment. It was gross.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. It's very disturbing. You know, I wonder what they're planning for me one of these days. You know, they'll end up in the trunk of a car in pieces.
And then you'll be on the internet.
That's it. They'll put their picture on.
Hi. Hello. I'm myself.
Hello.
Hello.
Lisa, hate Don and Mike.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks. I hate Jar Jar Binks. That's the one with the ears, right?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
I almost bought you that for your birthday.
I got to tell you, I'm nervous, man. I'm out here in Sacramento.
Hold on a second, please. I was looking in the catalog. Still strapped to what they get you for your birthday, trying to come up with a perfect gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking in the catalog, and now they have Jar Jar Binks masks.
Oh, really?
Except the thing costs like $300. I was going to buy it like as a goof for you.
Oh, please.
But it's $300.
No.
For a real Jar Jar Binks mask, one of those big rubber jobbers that you pull all the way over your head and stuff.
I thought after you sent back Slam Man that we kind of established ourselves as far as what we're going to do. Where I'm just getting you cigars for every birthday from this point on.
Oh, no, I'm still going to get you exotic gifts. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised next week when you turn 40.
Well, that's good. Wow. That's good. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's a good idea that you continue just to get me cigars, though.
That is the moment right there. That is the very first moment that it kind of felt weird when it came out of your mouth when you just said that. Next week when you turn 40, it just kind of made me...
Don't worry about it.
It just gave me a little good.
I'm already there. Buzz has been there for over 10 years.
Fine,
Rob will be there very shortly. We're all old farts, Mike.
You said it so matter-of-factly that it was just kind of weird.
Yeah, when you turn 40.
But it's no big deal.
I don't know how to tell you. I'm concerned about the underwear fashion show out here in Sacramento.
Why? Why would you be concerned?
Well, actually, my name's Carlos. I was out at the...
Here's the bio. We don't need the bio. We don't need the bio.
Carlos, I don't care where your family came from. What, Carlos? What?
I was sweating it because I looked around at the women, and I was like, hey, this is going to be a great opportunity.
Oh, please.
For goodness, I did that hang up on him.
No. I didn't know what he was saying. Whatever it was a waste of time. I guarantee you.
Please.
Carlos, in case nobody told you, no Mexicans allowed at the show on Friday. We'll have the big banner up front Memorial Auditorium. Please, no Mexicans.
Oh, God.
I take it back. They'll be parking the cars.
Oh, yeah. And then, they can come in after the fact. Backstage.
That's right.
Backstage, we're having a big Mexican party.
With the red jackets. We'll have a nice pinata back there. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Radio Show.
Oh, all right. Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I found a biscuit bill.
Do you mean the store Biscuitville or an actual Biscuitville?
An actual Biscuitville.
Really? What state is it in?
In Virginia.
All right, wait a minute. Don asked you a specific question. Are you talking about a town?
Yes, sir.
The town of Biscuitville?
No. The store.
Didn't I say to the guy?
You made it clear. English was not his first language.
God. Dang it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm a biology major at University of Maryland, and I have a monkey here at our dormitory. I want to know if you want to hear it. You want to hear him?
Now, is it a real monkey or you just got like some kind of monkey sound effect?
No, no, no. It's a real monkey.
You're not going to do anything to the monkey to make him make a sound, are you?
I just squeeze him a little. No. I wouldn't do that.
Well, why? How will you get the monkey to make a sound then?
You just play with him a little bit and he kind of gets wound up. Kind of like a dog.
What kind of monkey is it?
Yeah. It's just a chimpanzee.
It's a chimp?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have a chimp.
And if you were a biology guy, you would know that a chimp is not a monkey.
Well, listen.
No.
Lie.
So elaborate. Dag nabbit.
My God.
So is a cesspool of humanity. It really is. I swear to God.
Yeah, we ought to have, really, we ought to, you know, Elvis always wanted badges. We ought to get badges for doing this show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Town Square. Town Square.
Come out wherever you are.
come out wherever you are.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I hope somebody told Dennis that there isn't a Hooters here in Sacramento.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for that bulletin.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
There they go. They were running down the hallway. They were late again. The door opened. The crickets were there, and they were running down the hallway.
Hello, Don and Mike.
They tried.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I just want to...
He just got to beat her down halfway through that.
All in his own tongue.
You know what I mentioned? I don't know what people think of our opening segment. I mean, I've got stuff to talk about. I got a full agenda.
Right.
But this has rapidly become my favorite time of the show. We just come on and talk to every idiot caller in the world.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. There's something wonderful about it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yep. Like to speak to Mike.
But make no bones about it. It does have an expiration date. All these idiot callers.
That's right.
I mean, that expiration date's coming very soon.
Absolutely.
Still loving it right now. Yeah, hello, he's here.
Yes, sir. I have an RV. Would you like to use it on Friday?
What type?
What type?
He's lying. He said he had to take that much time to answer the question of what type. You know, he asked these questions. That's why we all ought to get badges, because we're just like police officers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, my nick?
Hey, don't call us. That's a foul word. Don't use that.
Well, you're going to be getting your new black radio station. They're going to call you and say that.
No, they won't say that on our show. That's a dirty word, sir. Don't say that, please.
Well, it's not a dirty word.
It is on this show.
Yeah, we think.
Okay, I won't say it anymore.
Okay.
But I want to give you guys some new phrases for what you'll be hearing when you get to your new station, the new hip-hop station.
Well, what is your name?
My name's Jeff.
And Jeff, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vegas.
So, are you a man of color? You colored...
Am I colored?
Are you colored?
Yeah, I'm a black man.
Oh, all right, okay. All right.
All right, you say you've got some new slang for us?
What?
Yeah, I got some new slang.
All right, what, Jeff? Let's hear it.
You hear the word kid.
Kid?
Like, what's up, kid?
K-I-D?
Yeah, what's up, kid?
What's that mean?
What's up, man?
No, it's just kind of like kid.
All right.
Yeah, what's up, kid?
Here's another one. We can figure that
particularly original.
We can figure that one out. There's another one, Jeff.
You hear the one, what's up, loke?
Loke? What's that mean, loke?
What's up, loke? You know, like tone loke.
What's the dilly, yo, loke?
I gotta tell you something.
You won't hear that one. What's the dilly, yo?
He's a pretty lame one. You might be half white, man, because he's a pretty lame.
These are pretty lame?
Yeah, these are pretty lame.
I'm not no bit of white, unless you want to check my ancestry, you know.
All right. I'll take one more if you got one more.
I can't think of any right off the top of my
head. Hey, those two were fantastic. Please, I'm blacker than you are.
My God.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
That was Jeff.
Please. God damn.
What's up, kid?
He's whiter than Rob A. Rob A is the whitest guy I know.
Dang, you're pasty today, Rob.
Go, Loke. Yo. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
That's the end of the round.
They were playing that dumb New York Knicks rap song on SportsCenter today,
right.
Over and over again, and I guess that's the only words there's on. Go, New York! Go, New York! Go, New York! Go!
You know, and the whole thing about the Knicks being underdogs in this series just disturbs me. I don't think there's ever been a New York sports team that's an underdog. I don't think it doesn't fit, and I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. They are the favorites going into this series.
I don't care how good
San Antonio
is. No, they're not.
But really?
No, but they're going to get whacked 4-0.
Really?
San Antonio is going to kill them. Anybody want to bet on that?
Yeah, I'll say that. I'll say it won't be 4-0.
Okay, I'll bet you.
I say the Knicks will win a game.
Oh, here we go.
All right, what's the bet?
You got to pull out a nose here.
I mean, all right, that's a good bet.
Because I'm not betting any more money.
Okay.
I'm not betting any more on my hair. I'm not betting Dennis Murphy coming down to live at my house.
All right, the nose hair then.
Got to pull out a nose hair.
You really have to do it.
Got
to
really yank it.
I was going to say the only way to really verify that, but I'm not doing that. Yeah, the only way to really do it and to make sure that you're really pulling out a nose hair
would be like
the winner of the best pulls the nose hair out of the other person's nose.
Well, I might do it with a pair of tweezers.
Tweezers?
I wouldn't put my fingers in your nose, and I'm sure vice versa, but I would put a pair of tweezers up your nose and pull out a nose hair.
I wouldn't. If I won the bet, I would find a single nose hair and I would pluck it out of your nose. If you won the bet, you would go up into my sinus cavity and pull out like
pull out your eyeball.
You
talk
about a patch of underarm hair that would come out on the other.
No, I promise. I promise. Just one hair.
One nose hair.
One nose hair.
Can I select it?
Sure.
Can I make sure that you've got just one before you pull?
Yes.
Done.
Okay. Deal.
Done and done. Now, all the Saints, all the Knicks have to do is win one game.
If the Knicks win one game,
what a horrible thing. I'm rooting for the Knicks.
You get to pull out one of my nose hairs.
Very good. When does the series start?
Tonight. Game one tonight.
Oh, okay. I'll be watching it.
No, you won't. Game one tonight, San Antonio.
Okay, and you think it's going to be a sweep?
Oh, I sure do.
Okay.
New York doesn't have a friggin' chance.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, no. Actually, the thing is, I suck sick.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You do. Duck is sick. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering, is any of your back hair grow back in from your wax job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, grew back weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it grew back very, very quickly.
I could be another good future bet.
Yeah? Something?
What?
Does it grow back even thicker?
No, it doesn't. It actually grows back, I would say, probably a little lighter than before.
You know, that's a fallacy, I believe, that was started, I think, the first time I ever heard that was on Leave It to Beaver, where Wally told Beaver that if you shave, the more you shave, the faster your beard will grow.
That's true.
Well, I've been doing that all my life, and that's not true.
Well, it's not automatic. It all has to do with your coloring and the type of hair that you have. But by and large, the more you shave, the coarser, thicker, and heavier your beard gets, and it grows back.
How do you explain this, then? How do you explain the fact that for years and years and years, and you know this, I have tried...
You're like my father. My father didn't have a lot of facial hair.
I've tried to grow a beard, I swear to God, since I was in junior high school, trying to grow a beard. Never been able to. I finally gave up on it.
Right.
And now 2 weeks later, look at this. I got a nice beard coming in.
Coming in. What it is that it's just the type of... You know, hair that you have. Certain people just have a certain amount of hair.
But how could this be that this hair has always been there for 40 years, and now just in the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden it's like, hey, I can grow a beard.
Well, probably because you were shaving it. By all the times you were shaving it, it's coming in.
So that's the 40. So you got to shave yourself every day for 30 to 40 years.
Mm-hmm. The more you shave, the thicker your beard gets. The more you stimulate the hair follicles,
really?
The more you're going to get to.
Really?
But it's not. But there are limitations.
You're still
11:40.
You and I are not going to have a beard like Alan Limewad because that's just like he's a hairy guy.
Damn, he's a theopath, man.
He's a very hairy guy. He probably has to shave 3 times a day on him. Not exaggerating. This guy, the sales guy here, always got a heavy beard.
If we're going to do something, but I'll tell you this. If we're going to do something in the evening, if we're going out somewhere, I actually have to take a razor with me now because I have to shave twice a day or I'm going to have the, not a 5 o'clock shadow, but I will have stubble, which is kind of like with the gray hairs that I have in there now. It has that old man park bench kind of stubble. And that's because of, years and years and years.
I would
have to shave 3 times a day.
I was going
to
say, I would kill for that. I would kill for that. This is the closest I've ever come to a beard. You see, this is not actually like... What it is like underarm hair that I have going from my chin.
It looks like chest hair.
Up to my ear.
It looks like downy chest hair.
Well, I've got to give it some more time to fill in.
Well, I like the Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like being different because everybody on the show has a Van Dyke.
Why does everyone ever have a... Why did you grow your Van Dyke now when we're going out in Sacramento for the first time? I think I look stupid in photographs without facial hair. I discovered the other day I look like, I don't know, Mr. Potato Head or something. There's no apparent neck when I'm photographed without facial hair.
Really?
And I think shaving's a pain, especially around the lips and chin, so it was just easier. You would draw a Van Dyke, which in effect is even more detailed shaving that you have to do.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't have to see it. I used to cut my nose trying to shave because I wasn't used to shaving. I went like 20, 30 years without
shaving.
Did
you use a mirror?
Yes, I do.
Yes. He just closes his eyes, shaves.
The reflection in a pond.
Ow. You know, I used to cut myself all the time when I would shave in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love that. I love the thought that, again, I'm like Buzz. Even though it takes 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I hate to shave.
Right.
I hate to take the time to take the shave. So I thought, I do it in the shower.
Right.
Fantastic. Be able to do everything at once. Mm-hmm. Except to do it without a mirror.
And you don't feel the cuts when you're right. When you're sitting with
not
all that water in it.
Not until you look down at your feet and you see the blood down there.
Always a bad the psycho shower scene.
Always a bad sign. You're in the shower, you look down, you see blood. It's even a worse sign if you're not shaving, you look down and see blood in the shower.
I can't remember the last time I used a real razor. I use all electric now. Every time I shave, every day now, I shave with an electric razor.
Oh, I can't stand
the
electric
razor. The Norelco. Remember that expensive one that I bought, that ridiculously overpriced
right.
one? I don't use that anymore. I use the Norelco, and it's great.
But that's why you have to shave twice a day sometimes, because it doesn't cut as close.
No, it's as close as a blade of your mind.
I use the big disposable.
Oh,
for sensitive skin.
Ah,
that's why you cut yourself.
No, I don't. Come in, because I'm a coordinator.
No, if you use those razors are, if you took a magnifying glass.
Oh, please.
What are you going to do like the commercial on TV where they go,
I swear to God,
this blade pulls the hair out while this blade cuts it.
I'm just going to show you the regular razor and the Bic, okay?
Okay. Show me the difference.
All right, this is regular.
Okay.
And this is the Bic. The Bic is on the left.
Okay.
That is the difference in the blade right there.
I don't care.
They
mock the Bic razor. They make a great pen. They make one hell of a razor.
I haven't seen you bleeding lately, but then again, you've got a beard now. You see, you're not shaving.
You know why I haven't been bleeding? Why you haven't seen me bleed for a long time? Because I still shave, like, down here on my neck.
See, I was going to ask you that. And it looks like you go down. You're going down here and shaving on your cheeks.
Yes, I am. You know why I don't? I'm shaving on my cheeks. Not on those cheeks.
Those cheeks. Shave those cheeks.
You know why I don't bleed? Because I got a Stupid pencil. Those things get ass.
Yeah.
And they're very hard to find now.
Right.
I got to go to 4 or 5 different drugstores to find a Stiptic pencil.
Mm-hmm.
It's like magic, man. You cut a big gouge out of your face.
So have you been cutting yourself at all on the top when you're shaving cover over the mirror?
No. No, I haven't. Because the Bic is wonderful.
Yeah, right.
Because the Bic razors kick ass, man.
I used one of those Bic disposables one time and wasn't paying attention, and I shaved against the grain on my neck. And it looked like
fault is that?
It looked like I'd taken a garden weasel on my neck.
Examine that statement. You were not paying attention.
Yeah.
Shaving against the grain.
That's right.
Whose fault is that?
I was not paying attention when I walked into the drugstore and bought the Bic disposable.
Oh, that's blasphemy, man.
I won't hear that.
I will not hear that.
But now it's a moot point because I use the electric and.
Electric razors suck.
I never liked electric razors. It gives me a warning and said I think I have to, like, replace the blades or something.
I hate electric razors.
Really do. It's the first one I ever really enjoyed.
Never liked them.
How
about you, Buzz?
They're a pain to clean. I don't like electric razors.
But what's your brand of razor?
I used to use Gillette, but I stopped using them because of the animal testing and went to the competition Schick. I use Schick now.
Animal testing?
That's right, yeah.
Who cares?
Well, I do. I don't want them beating up little animals, testing razors and makeup and stuff.
Squirrels?
That's what I heard. No, I don't know. I don't know. I just, they're on the list of people who wrongly test their products on animals.
You're so righteous. You're so damn righteous.
So I left Gillette and went to Schick.
So righteous, yet he's an atheist. Go
for that. Not an atheist.
Man doesn't believe in God, yet he cares about little animals being
a Methodist.
Right.
No, Methodist atheist.
That's very close.
Hell of a test. That'd be a tough job to test it.
Yep, this one works.
Hello, Don Fleischel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. It must be a long walk to the radio.
That's right. Well, it's either a long walk or a slow walker.
Hello.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Mach 3 kicks ass.
Mach 3 razor?
Mach 3 is the Gillette Mach 3, which is
3 blades, you know.
Eventually they're going to have like 8 blades.
I've used it before.
I didn't dig it that
much. You know what I hate? I hate Edge.
If we could get on the topic of shaving cream for a second.
You don't like that gel?
No, I don't like the...
All I use is the gel.
I don't like gel.
When I'm
using a regular razor.
The gel is the best.
No,
because it really requires you working it into your face.
Right.
Tuna fish, Mike.
Tuna, what are you talking about?
Well, Mike was about to ask me what I'm having for lunch today.
Oh, tuna fish.
Okay. I almost presented to you that you sometimes shave with tuna fish.
No, I've
never shaved with a fish. But you've got to go with the gel. And also, a shout out to the Gillette Atra product. Atra. Always Atra.
You know, when it comes to shaving, men really are.
I like foam, man.
And women are really, really committed to their product.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women around here that are committed to shaving.
Oh, accident.
I don't tell you that.
Oh, no.
I know that.
There we go.
Take a look under some of those nylons at the station, man. There's some real Glenda Manleys around here.